brother. All right, here we go. I'm gonna tear us down, kick us out, and put us back in. Here we go. Out and out, and here we go. Dojo. Damn, hold on, fuck. Hold on, Joe, hold on, Ty.
What's going on, gang?
Gang shows real money, dog. Hold on, let me get this damn. Let me get this motherfucking intro. Hold the fuck up.
Come on, see, we all feel it already, man. We gotta get on smooth.
I know, we go. All right, here we go. I got it right here. Here we go, right here. On the point. Here we go.
Breaking down the game like you've never seen it before. Welcome to the Dojo of the Game with your hosts, Taekwondo and Steve the Dean Williams. Taekwondo, leader of the dojo, the sensei of the game, kicking down doors and breaking headboards all through the power of his spiritual and intellectual mind. Taekwondo is a dating coach, life coach, and an aspiring black scholar who merged intuition with intelligence. Have no fear, Taekwondo is here. Welcome to the dojo, baby. With 30 years fighting surface dwellers, grass-eating lions, PUAs, and cupcakes, Steve the Dean Williams is here to show you a side of the game most don't know about. Texting, putting your bid in, setting up your crib, and putting flavor in her ear and eyes are just a few skills you'll learn from him on the show. Get your notebooks out, ask questions, or call in. The dojo doors are open. Time to soak up this game.
That was on me, dog. I hit the wrong motherfucking button or some shit. Anyway, what's up, Todd? What's up, G?
Now you know what's up, man. The numbers is up, man. The love is up. The growth is up. What's up with you, Steve? What's going on?
The love, the numbers, the women, all that shit is up. It's up.
Lion season, man. Lion, you never got to not eat.
Exactly.
Most ungrammatically correct way possible.
All right, let's get it, guys. I got a question for the Q in there. Gentlemen, if y'all want to call in, 563-999-3056. Well, Tide is a good one, a hot topic. I'll let you run it first. Your thoughts. What you got on that, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, listen. Simply put, if you don't know yourself, you know, I can better know even further. If you don't know yourself, how can anyone else? You know what I'm saying? So, you've been messing with women. You might have. Let's take the same girl for reference. Let's try to have a consistent variable here. One girl can mess with two different guys and they can experience two different women.
Absolutely.
Just based on the depth of the man that is meeting that woman. So, you might not have been able to take her to her depths of herself.
Yes.
I say to women all the time, I just want to introduce you to yourself.
Yes.
So as I introduce her to herself and take her to depths she's never been before, there's a lot to her that she has realized she's never learned. Yes. She's never felt comfortable exploring. She's never been led to be comfortable exploring because, you know, everyone's so judgmental.
Yeah.
It has to do with sexuality, her body, the way she thinks, her fantasies, her desires. So, if you don't know yourself and how far your depths go, you can never allow someone else to come out in there.
Man, my brother.
Oh, no.
That was beautiful, dog. You are so right. You know, for a lot of young men, they don't understand all this happens in high school. In high school, as they're trying to learn who they are, you know, that's why I've always said, T, that, you know, the freshman girls don't date the sophomore boys. The sophomore girls move into the juniors. The juniors move into the seniors from college. When the seniors go to college, and then when the college freshmen come in, they're messing with older guys because they're looking for experience. They're looking for somebody that can take them beyond even, you see, the sexual mind. Not the sexual body, but the mind. And so many of these young guys out here today, T, they think sex is more on a physical level when it comes to a woman, yet they don't understand that the woman is all mental. The sex must begin here. The penetration must begin here. Taking off her clothes must begin here. The look must begin here. The soft touch, the soft kiss. Everything has to start here, like you said, to give them that experience, brother. What say you, man?
You know, and if it doesn't, they're not even loving, and they don't even know it. That's the crazy part. You're not even loving, and you don't even know it. You wonder why you're having sex with her. She's not coming. You wonder why she doesn't even look forward to having sex with you. Your sex is only a short-term pleasure.
Yes.
It's not an experience.
Yes.
It's not a place she can be free. She might even want to make her comfortable in her body.
Yes.
The way y'all just get together is y'all just leave y'all miserable days and just say, let's have sex together and feel great for a moment.
Yes.
And y'all got to realize what it's like to get yourself right first and then enjoy that and then go and use it as a level of connecting on more levels than physical, as you said, as you know.
Yeah, and that's why the connection that a real man can give a woman, T, is how we are to ourselves. And see, like a lot of these young men think, they think the pleasure starts with how you touch the woman or what you say to the woman. No, the pleasure comes in at knowing what you are as a man, knowing the differences in yourself and how you can shift it down or you can shift it up. Well, but you have control over everything. The woman wants to be led. The woman wants to think about you. She wants to miss you. She wants to want you. She wants to fantasize about you. But like you said before, what is in it for her if you don't know what you're doing? What is in it for her if you're scared or you are using things outside yourself? You're so busy worried about her female nature or hypergamous nature, or you're so busy worried about being a high-value man and all that other stuff. You're not really working on what's important, because the woman is waiting for you to show her how to be more of a woman through your eyes, brother.
It's like, she wants fulfillment. She wants more fulfillment, like more enjoyment, more, just more enjoyment. And all these guys become as nightmares. They're creeps.
Yes.
Nothing but, the only thing beneath the surface for them is their lust.
Yes.
At night and day, all you know, thoughts that come to mind, all thoughts that control their actions, control their feelings, all come behind that lust.
Yes. It's limitations, man. The problem, guys, y'all want to call in, y'all got any questions, put a Q in there, guys, we got you. But a lot of young men limit themselves, and then when they get around a woman, they just stop at a certain point. A man is limitless, especially in his mind, meaning that I'm always working to build things that I can do to a woman's mind. And it's a body, but to a mind. That's what I want. And I always tell all my clients, they're always like, Steve, when we know you get sex, I'm like, whoa, that's not about the sex. I don't even want the sex. Hey, Steve, what are you talking about? You don't want the sex. No, I want what is called the invite. I don't even want the sex. See, I don't want this between the legs. I want what's between the ears. I want that thing. I want that thing because that gives me access to everything. It gives me access not only to everything, but it gives me access to elevate her sexually and also motivated by all those things, everything. And see, those that have experience, they're not going to rush sex. They're not going to beg or pander or try to prove themselves. All I'm saying is that when you mess with me, again, I'm sure you know this, T, you got to warn them. Look, hey, you ain't messing with someone. I'm letting you know now, I'm not like that next guy. And you said, don't get caught slipping. Don't think that I'm him, because you never met me before. What say you, my brother?
And the sad part is that, and it's not sad, but it's sad because women can learn to have their expectations so low due to how a lot of guys are out here.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So by the time, you know, they meet us, these low level of expectations, it's already thrown around us, because you can't put it on us, because if it don't apply, let it fly. But it's thrown around us, you know, the expectation of lying, the expectation of just being pressed about sex and being in the bed for her, having you know, constantly ask her and making her think that she's needed for her body, and she's never been soft for something more than her body. And in the moment she's soft for something like that, I think that's the part that catches them off guard. But back to the title and the whole message of this video is that if you don't know yourself, how can anyone else? You don't know yourself, she'll never know you. All she'll know is your desire, your lust. But it all comes with you, and why you have that, and why you think, and why you do the things that you do. And it's really shocking to women a lot of times how nonchalant I can be when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
That's not to say I don't like sex. I love sex.
Yes.
I love the good things.
Yes.
But already for me to invite somebody in my space, you know, hey, Steve, I said something on, you know, a random stream I did before, yeah. And I said, yeah, the more women you can get, the less that you want.
Exactly, man. Exactly. Yes.
Because you don't even have, you're not even compatible with the same women. Right. You don't even want to invite just people in general in your space and let them in your peace and let them into your time and investment, because your time is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Your space is valuable. Your peace is valuable.
Yes. Yes.
So some pussy costs too much. And I'm not talking about money. They ain't never broke my wallet or anything in my life, especially no girl.
Exactly.
So, It can cost too much from you as a person that you start to learn and treat yourself right. That same thing for a woman. She may see that she only like the same guy anymore.
Oh, yeah. You know, it shocks a lot of women. And this is a shocker. You know how many women have not been kissed on their hand? You know what I mean? I usually do a thing when I'm driving a woman. I always like just to reach over and just grab her hand, just kiss it. Just to kiss it. Just to see how she's going to respond. And like you say, there is a reaction. Because it's like, what was that? What are you doing? I never had a man kiss me on my head. What is that? And it's like, you never met a man like me. But like we said before, it's when you have high standards for yourself, not just as a man, but high standards of what you are as a lover, what you are as somebody that can, you know, that I'm the gold standard or the platinum or the diamond standard. You know, I know what I am. And like you said before, even though we know we can get so many of them, we choose not to be with any of them because it's just not fair. And what I mean by fair is, like you said, a lot of these women, their expectations are so low. They don't even understand. They think, okay, they get with a guy that begs and barters. They have sex with her.
I
have
again.
Yeah, they just sitting there, just looking up at the sky, just thinking themselves, whatever. And then, you know, they probably can give themselves an orgasm. So they think great sex from 1 to 10 is like a 1 or a 2. But then they meet us. Then they meet us. And this is the dangerous part of being us, is that the orgasms and the experiences that they have are so impactful, so powerful, and T, we don't even lay hands on. You know, T, we don't, hey, all y'all listening, I'm going to say it again, we don't even lay hands on them. The words and things that we say are so powerful, they peel off that phone and touch them in a way where they want to experience us. But it becomes scary, like you said real quick, T, it becomes scary for a lot of these women because I've never gone to these depths before, like you said. I've never gone beyond that point, and I've never had somebody when he's not even around, I think of him. But I don't think of him because I shouldn't be thinking about him, but I fantasize about him. But I know it's wrong, but is it really wrong? You know what I mean? And that's the power of game and what we teach, man.
And Steve, it's, like you said, it's more exciting than the sex itself.
Oh, yes.
Is the impact we know we're going to make.
It's over, yes.
Not just the levels of, you know, oh my God, like he kissed me in the hand. Like, it's the fact that she never knew she could be this comfortable with herself.
Yes.
She never knew she could love herself this much.
Yes.
She never knew she could be cared for and explored in more ways than her body. And again, when guys hear this and they'd be like, well, I'm just trying to say, I don't want a relationship. None of this says anything about a relationship or she's my girlfriend, she's my own.
Yes.
This is just what I do for people in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is, y'all have to be conscious of who you are, because then you'll be conscious of how you impact anything you come around, touch, or talk to.
Yeah.
And doing it with her. Okay, Steve.
No, I was going to say 267, we got you 1 second. We got you 1 second. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, I'm sorry, T, please continue.
No, but I was going to say, people need to be conscious of this impact they're having, because let's say I'm messing with that girl. More excited than I am to have sex is going to be how excited I'm going to make her want to have sex. All based on what? How much she knows that I know. How free that she can be.
Yeah.
The levels of sex she can have. And like you said, not just physically, but mentally. The desire. And for a lot of women, unfortunately, the sexual tension can be better than the sex, because once they mess with you, there's nothing.
Right, it's nothing. nothing. And they say absolutely nothing. Just one second, but real quick. And like a lot of guys understand is that some women, even though they might be in relationships or might not, they just want somebody to make them feel good and just go in your way. You know what? Maybe I, you know what? I had a long, look, I'm studying the bar. I'm studying accounting. I got this long exam that I have. It's stressing me out. And a margarita is just not enough. You know what? I just need some mental stimulation. Or I had a long day and I just need someone to make me feel like a woman. But let's go ahead and grab this call real quick and we shall continue. Yes, Eric Code 267, welcome to the Dojo, excuse me. What's your question, brother? What's up?
Dojo, baby. 267,
yes, what's your question? What's up, baby?
All right, how y'all doing, first of all?
What's good, what's your
brother, man?
What's
good, man?
Good. All right, my question was, so I'm a junior right now, so I got two options. I got either go to school, and, you know, I'm doing music, and I'm shooting music, like, myself. I feel like I got some type of, you hear me, I got some type of past, you know, sometimes. Going with it.
The phone's breaking up, man. I have to get off a speaker or something because you're breaking up. We can't hear anything you're saying, big guy. Yeah, that's all we heard. Can you say that again, sir?
Yeah, y'all hear me better?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Same case.
Yeah, it's kind of static. But what I was saying is, yeah, I got either go to school or. Yeah, I either go to school or I got. I don't know, I can't really hear y'all.
All right, what's your question? Well, go ahead and ask the question, we'll answer it. We'll just ask your question and we'll let you go and answer it. What's your question?
All right, should I go the path to go to school or continue into my business and what I'm trying to do? Like, what do you think?
Trying to do?
What
is it that you're trying to do?
I'm trying to do music, but with the music, I'm trying to continue and build a business. Like clothing, like I have so many ideas with type of businesses I want to do.
Clothing and idea. Okay, all right, 267. Okay, wait. Okay, all right. So hold on a second. So Ty, he's saying that he wants to drop out of school because he's got vast ideas of businesses and clothing and music, and he wants to get our opinion. I'll let you go first. I'll go behind you, brother.
Yeah, let me fix my microphone real quick. I just realized it's on the low end of things, but. I should be easier to hear now. I should be louder. But listen, this is what I'm going to say. This, listen, poor thinks or, rich thinks both. I'm not saying you want to think in terms of abundance. You want to think in terms of all, more, you know what I'm saying, accepting. So when I think of, you know, of giving myself an or situation, I always try to figure out a way to have both.
Yes.
What's the way that I can further my to further my education and build my career? Versions of yourself. There's the version of you who can only do one thing at a time,
mm-hmm.
and then there's the version of you who can bear all responsibility. And I'm not saying all, I mean everything, like you'll go to the NFL and be a rapper and, you know, be a scholar. I'm just saying, when it comes to your passions and being a passionate person, you can have multiple folds of how your passion is being expressed. For example, Steve said he's done poetry before. You know what I'm saying? I do content as well as I'm a full-time student. As well, like anything I invest myself into, my passion is expressed through that. But you got to make sure you're doing it in your way, in your way, is the specific answer. School might not be for you. You may pick up a side trade just to have money and have it be some relevant because you may want to flip houses in the future. So, you know, try to make a plan where you knock off as much birds, you know, the same stone, so that you're getting the most out of yourself and challenge yourself too. Because we just say you can't do both.
Yeah, young man, you can do both. And I want to warn you because right now you're dreaming from the comfort of home. And that's the problem. All your dreams are coming from the comfort of your bills are being paid, your rent is being paid, you're being clothed and fed by your parents, and you've got good dreams, and I understand that. But you have to wake up and see life for what it is, because right now, because you're at home in a safe place, because you're not paying rent, you're not paying insurance, you're not paying electricity, you're not paying for certain things. You've got to understand, young man, that once you've got to keep your education going, okay? Keep it going and either go, like I said, always push the military for me or go to college or something. But what I need you to do is understand that life is not going to grant you what you are being granted right now from the comfort of your home right now. Right now, you can dream as big as you want because you're not stressing over paying rent. You're not stressing over paying gas for your car. Or maybe there was something wrong in your vehicle where you needed to get money to fix your alternator or fix something in your engine. So the life is going to come at you, man. And when I'm not trying to deter you from your dreams because I want you to do that. I want you to do everything you want to do, but first take care of business. Take care of you. Take care of what you need to take care of. And then on the side, do your music all day. Keep doing that until your music surpasses what you want to do. Not one fold, not two fold. Until your music and that lifestyle triples what you're making as a individual, then you might want to go over there. But don't just jump in because you look at somebody on TV or something and you see that they're making beats and they're making music and things like that. You think about Tekashi 6ix9ine, he's bankrupt now. He's in financial ruin because you know what? He didn't manage his money. And a lot of young guys see people with money. Y'all think this is life is all easy money and we get to toss our money up and throw our money at women and live this lifestyle. No, you can do that from the comfort of your parents' room. But once you get into the real world, you're gonna have real world things that you gotta take care of. T would say you, my brother.
Yeah, just to top it up right there, you got to realize you not like everybody else, so you don't have to do what everybody else did.
Right.
Some rappers got, in school and just, dropped out and then made sure their careers were on track. Some rappers finished. Never let someone else's narrative create your story. Because even with that, in concentration, when I took off a semester of college and I didn't know whether I was going to go back or not, that, I didn't even do that until I was making six figures. I didn't feel secure even taking that risk until I was making 6 figures. And so I put myself in position myself to make it consistently. And then even then, the whole plan and positioning of even going back to school was a part of my vision, a part of doing both, a part of making the most of myself. So that's what you got to realize. You got to know how to milk your own potential. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. All right, let's bring in area code 770. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Yo, what's going on?
Yes, sir. What's your question?
Yo, bro, I just want to get y'all's opinion on something, man. Check it out. Basically, man, I let go. I talked to you before, Steve, but I let go of my last relationship, man. You know what I'm saying? I think the topic is jumping in.
Caller. Take a deep breath. Come out in the air. Articulate your words and stop oohing and aahing and talk to us. So what's your question, man?
Can you hear me clearly now?
You can hear me definitely clearly. Yes, sir.
Okay, that's a bit. Basically, I just hopped in on the stream. Seems like y'all talking about knowing yourself. So I just got out of my last relationship a couple months back, and I knew it wasn't good for me, and I didn't want to stay in there or anything like that. And for some reason, I'm just trying to figure out why this person,
why you're pissing her? Wait, you mean you want to know why you're pissing it? Is that the question?
That must be what it is.
No, it is bad. I'm just trying to cut through it if you want to get to the point. You want to talk about why you're pissing it? Because like we were saying, okay, well, let's talk about it. You don't know yourself. You're terrible in bed. You don't know how to turn your woman on. You don't know how to be a man. Your spine is somewhere in the backyard where Fido can dig it up. You don't have a plan of action. You don't have a sense of self. You don't have a self-concept. You don't have a self-identity. You don't have any laws, rules, or codes about yourself. So when you meet a woman who's looking for a man, she then is frustrated because she has to take the role of a man because you're in the role of the woman. And that's why she doesn't want to be with you, because you are in the feminine right now, because you don't have a sense of self, nor do you have a man such as myself or Taekwondo to punch you in your chest and give you guidance as a man. T, what say you, my brother?
Listen, man, you acted that perfectly, because what you got to realize is even if we don't get every context and detail of the situation, the fact that you can be knocked off your pivot, the fact that you can be knocked off your you know, Steve says, your square by one person. I mean, I know if a group of people come around and saying, yo, just hit this crack real quick. You know, if it's enough of them, you might hit it. He might smoke it. I'm just saying, brother, you know what I'm saying? You wanna know yourself enough to where you know how you never wanna feel. You know how you never wanna act. You know what to want in life and how to be treated, because it's how you treat yourself. The moment anybody disrespects me in the slightest, I can instantly feel it. Whether they disrespect my time, my attention, my money, anything of me on any level, I hold to a certain standard and I appreciate to a certain level. Yeah. Then I'm thankful to be alive. So the moment anything plays with that, knocks me off that pivot, I can instantly check myself because I know better.
Yeah, so basically you have low standards for yourself, big dog. And it's not a knock on you. It's just you're calling about a woman that doesn't respect you. And that's the sad part about this. You want clarity from someone that thinks of you as dirt under their shoe. And yet you want to know about them. But please continue about your question. What is your question? I mean, we've already hit you with the answer, but surprise us. What is your question?
No. Well, I mean, I hear you. You make a good point. It's if for some reason I definitely cut off the person because the person's not good for me in any type of way, but for some reason, you know, no matter what I'm doing, my mind keeps going back to this person.
Well, I mean,
you cut them off, you know, listen, but you got to be able to cut yourself off.
Yeah.
Cut that version of you that has these bad habits, this bad mentality. You got to be able to cut that off.
Yeah.
You get rid of that girl, and then the next problem will come back again. You know, dudes can sit here and complain about women and make sure you got these women who have daddy issues and just have these messed up, you know, family structures, and now you're choosing women who will automatically give you problems, but you're the problem.
Yes, yeah, and you have very low self-esteem, so in 310, we'll bring you in next, but unfortunately, this is why Ty and I always talk about knowing yourself. You have very low self-esteem right now because you haven't gone beyond, or you haven't had a mentor to show you how to go beyond your mindset. Right now, you don't believe in yourself. Right now, you're beating yourself up, and right now, you're trying to search for answers, and you think the answer's in that woman. You think that woman was your happiness. And that's what happens with a lot of individuals out there that don't have a sense of self. They look to other individuals to find something that no one can give you but yourself. So what we're saying to you, young man, this is why you need to get some coaching, and you need someone to help you get beyond your level of thinking, or you're just going to continue this cycle. To a point where you go back and you're going to pander, and, you know, she's going to either smack you around a little bit or just use you, not sexually, but use you for your finances or what?
Yeah, simply because you're looking for her to make you feel some kind of way that you don't believe you can make yourself feel.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get past your level of thinking, you realize, like, you are all you got, and you are all you need.
Yes.
And anything else is a choice after that. You know what I'm saying? But you got to get yourself at first. You got to be able to make yourself happy. You got to be able to get yourself out the gutter. You got to be able to give yourself a consistent state of mind, a consistent peace, and do what's right for you. In order for any other interaction or relationship for you to have after that to be handled a certain way. because when God was running this on the world, you know, this was there and such and such months ago. It's like, wait, what? Why are you still thinking about something that happened months ago? My God, I could cut somebody off and forget a day later.
Yeah, just quit.
And if by the time I do it, I'm already past it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, y'all be holding on to something. And you know why? Because it provided you an experience which you didn't have without it, but you can have it.
Yeah, so... Well, caller, just have another question. Here's back. We got to grab this other call, but let us know if you got anything else, okay, brother? Just call back, okay?
Hey, for sure.
All right, stand up, brother. You'll be okay. We got you, man. Air code 310. What's your question? How can we help you, sir?
What's up, man? I was just wondering right now I'm trying to figure myself out or whatever the case may be. I don't know. Maybe I do know, and I'm having fun trying to make something of myself, going on to whatever I find appealing. I'm feeling like I'm not getting to my end result. I just gotta remain patient and trust in positive, right?
Well, wait a second. Okay, let me get this straight. You're trying to get what you want that's appealing, but it's not working, and should you keep on doing it, you see?
I did say what my end result is. I should say what my end result is. My end result is like trying to, big picture is at the end of the month I try to make or consistently make $5,000 a month.
Well, if you want to be a man, do that, but
I should continue to try what I'm trying and just continue to have faith in myself. Correct?
Well, so, how
are you telling me why you can't do that? Just off the roof of you even asking this question. Because you don't know how to make something clear.
Yeah, yeah. That was clear.
Yeah,
yes.
I do fucking struggle with that, bro. Do you have any tips for that?
Okay, my tip is, first off, how old are you? How old are you?
Too fucking old, kind of. I'm 25.
Okay, you're a 25-year-old man, and someone asks you a question, you got to learn how to answer it as a man. That's strike two. We're on strike two right now. You're very immature. You cannot hold a regular conversation, so why would someone want to invest in someone who has no sense of self? If I was an investor, why would I invest in you when you can't even answer simple questions, when you're laughing and giggling? You say you want to do this and you want to do that. You're taking everything as a joke. Why would I want to invest in it?
All right. I see that.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I don't know what you can do. I'm just joking being a male prostitute. That's a joke, kids out there. Don't be a male prostitute. Might make you $5,000 a month, but you don't want to do that. But what I'm saying is, what do you want to do that's going to make you $5,000 a month? Are you doing that now?
I'm like a creative heart. Trying to a source of income. I have a 9-to-5, but I'm trying to like pretty much add.
Are you making Are you making $5,000 a month right now?
I'm making half of that right now.
So if you're making half of that, well, okay. How is it that you're making half of that a month and you're asking us how you can maintain $5,000 a month in your question? I mean, not that we listen to what you're saying, but that kind of
I'll elaborate. I don't really want like the step on how to get 5,000 or the step on how to consistently do it. It's just like that part is on my own, I believe. I should continue to trust in the process on what I'm doing, right? Because I just feel like I'm
patient. Sounds like you believe in hope.
He's in the hope business.
Well, you hope.
Well,
you hope.
Yeah, you
hope. Turn out all right. You hope things are just.
Yeah, you're coyote in the roadrunner where you're painting a side of a mountain. Like it's a hole where you can drive through, and you keep running into that same hole, and you're asking, what do I have to do to get through that hole that I keep painting on the side of that wall? And you don't even see it. You're the problem.
But don't I can even hear it. Your brain is like fry right now. Simple way to put it, bro. Step back. Step back in order for you to step forward. You're so close you can't even see it.
Yeah.
You're standing too
close. Really?
Right at, and I'm not talking about to the 5K, but I'm talking about to becoming the person who can make 5K a week.
Yeah. All right. We'll get. All right. We'll call this back when you want to have some dialogue, because the excitement and stuff you're doing is showing there's a problem. All right. Now we got area code 813-763. After that, then 856. 813. How can we help you, sir?
Hey, I'm trying to get into this Diggalo lifestyle. How do I do that?
Don't. You can't. Don't. Okay, caller. How can you even get to that? How can you get to calculus or trigonometry when you can't even count to 10? Please explain that to me.
I'm trying to get to that. That's my end goal. You know what I'm saying?
Well, then don't you think the question is when are you free for a coaching session to begin the process of learning how to count from 1 to 10 versus going all the way down to the end result? But I'll give you a prime example, because when I was a little lad, that means when I was really, really young, I used to watch this show. I was a good kung fu buff. I always loved watching kung fu theater. And there was this great kung fu movie called The 36 Chambers of Shaolin. The Shaolin student went to the Shaolin temple. I'm explaining to you and everybody that's listening the show why they shouldn't be doing what the fuck you're doing right now. So the Shaolin student goes to the Shaolin teacher and he asks him, which chamber you want to go into? And he said, I want to go to the 35th chamber. I want to go to the top chamber. Couldn't even get through the doors to the top chamber. But you know what he did? He went all the way back to the first chamber and worked his way up to the 35th chamber, and then created the 36th chamber. So what you're doing is the exact same thing. You're looking at an end result when you just don't even understand game, or yourself for that matter, to even go that depth, to that deep. No one's going to buy you or pay for your services like this right now.
That's a serious question, bro. Okay.
Hey, by the way, I'm Ty. It's really hard to understand you. I can't, like the mic is like a, it's like
I can
distorted.
He sounds perfect.
Sounds
good to me.
On the call, that may be why the other caller may not have understood, because it was
Well, so the video, reply back to you, okay? You should be good. All right, Ty, would you listen to 813 on his dreams of wanting to be Superman or something like that?
Listen, jump and see if you can fly.
Go. Echo 763 and 856. 763, what is your question, sir? How can we help you?
Yeah, you talk about going to things like poetry and doing art and going to the museum. I just made time in my schedule recently to go to the museum, art museum. What are some things I should like keep in mind when I go there?
It's not,
you said open your mind. That's already a first mistake.
Keep in mind.
You're trying to put all this shit on your forehead when you're walking in doors.
Yes.
As you open the doors, your mind should already be like, what's there?
Yes.
What more? What can I see that I haven't seen before?
Mm-hmm.
What can I interpret in these paintings or these messages or this art decision? Who can I talk to here that might give me some expertise on something? It's the curiosity that should be in your mind, not
just
preconditioned. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm curious. I looked at photos online and things like that. It seems really interesting. I just wanted to make sure I had the right idea in mind. And, apart from just curiosity, since it's something you bring up all the time.
I'm a caller. You've already failed. You don't have the right idea. Did I say go on the internet and look up information? What did I tell you to get off your lazy ASS and go down there and see it for yourself? What did I tell you to do?
Well, I got to look up to find where it is, right?
Well, no, it's not about finding where it is. You can get in your car and just go to your phone and type in museum near me, art gallery near me, and it will lead you there. But you just said that I looked at photos. So that's telling me that you would have asked.
When you look it up, it pops up, like, with the name and the pictures on it.
Have you been to
my way? Been on my way.
Yeah, I don't understand. Have you been there? Did you get up and go?
No, I'm going there.
Well, then
how long have you been planning to go?
Don't let me go.
Oh, this week. I'm a full-time student, so it's not like you could just do it tomorrow type of thing, but I'm doing it Saturday.
Oh, I love when y'all tell me y'all don't have time. Tell me about your day. How many hours do you sleep a day?
No, I do have time, and I make time to
You just said I'm a full-time. You just gave me some excuse for a crunch there because you said I'm a full-time student, and I can't get there. Right. So why don't you explain to me about your time? Because it's amazing how you guys have so much time. So busy when you don't have time. So can you explain that to me? Are you going to school Monday through Friday?
I mean, was I supposed to drop everything just to go? I mean, I made time to go there, so I'm going there.
Yes.
Every time of the day,
you know
what I'm saying? Every second is a choice.
Yes. So tell me, I'm real quick. I'm just curious. I never said drop
it. So I was supposed to just drop everything and just go there out of the blue.
Listen, we said apples and you're saying oranges.
I know. You're all come back on the side.
How are you creating a new sentence from what was there?
So when you say drop
it's
everything,
it's hard to understand you guys. It's like your volume.
Okay.
What is everything, Dweller? What is everything?
Excuse me?
What is everything? Tell me what everything is.
Dude, I can't understand what you're saying. I heard a bunch of blaring.
Okay. Tell me what everything is.
Okay, so typically when I wake up, I've got things I've planned out for the day. So I don't
Excuse me, I didn't ask you. You're going around again. Give us specifics, because you said you got things to do. Tell us. We'd like to hear your excuses. Give us your excuses. Go ahead.
On the list, too.
Yeah, I'm going to know.
If I'm going, right?
Well, but wait a second. It's funny how you called us about game. We're trying to explain that you ain't, excuse my language, you fucking up, but yet you don't want to listen. We're asking you to show you why you don't want to learn game. Because dwellers like you just listen to shit and make up fucking excuses. So,
what
you want to take motherfucker, the excuses when you wake up, you talk about, well, I've got plans, LaVey. I got things I've got to do, LaVey. And I'm asking
I'm
with those
skip a class just to go to the museum.
Is your class all day?
No.
No. Apparently it's so. It's got to be all day because you're so busy. So please explain to our ignorant asses, what are you doing all day to be so busy that you can't take your lazy ass down there?
So the idea is as soon as you say it to do it.
Well, you know what? No. Listen. Okay, listen. Wait, caller, this is the beautiful thing about Taekwondo and myself. This is not for you. You need to go your ass back across the street to those red pill people because this is a
business.
Good luck to you, buddy. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay. You see that guy? Man, listen. Tycon, this is a lesson. See? They don't really... Thank you so much.
He's ready to fight over questions.
Yeah, he's ready to fight. You know why? Because he's not used to be challenged. And he's so used to being lazy that when someone challenges him on being lazy, T, he got defensive. See, when you
said, well, I looked at pictures on that.
Yeah.
So how do you take four and turn it into a seven, bro?
That's amazing to me. But again, no one's saying to drop everything, and no one's saying do it when I say do it. But you kind of want to do it when I say do it, because don't you want to be in the same neighborhood as a Taekwondo and I? And that's why when we say we're going to do shit, we're already in the process of doing it versus saying, I'm going to do it, and then go online and look at some museum pictures and think you're doing shit. Come on, man. All right, we got
to do it.
Yeah, just bad. Hey, just bad.
It's so funny. So funny. Listen, had a great time.
All right, we go 856 and 862. 856, how can we help you, brother? What's up?
Hi, I'm actually a girl.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
I wanted some advice from you. Yeah,
man.
So,
sure, what's up, brother?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Yeah, we're here.
Okay, I wanted some advice from the male perspective. So basically, as you know, I'm 20 years old. I've, you know, came across a lot of, you know, men, you know, across my lifetime, whether they're my age or older. And it just seems like, you know, I can never get to that, you know, that next step. You know, I have a lot going for myself and things of that sort. And I was just wondering, like, should I look within myself? Or you think it's like the men that I come across that, you know, I've never had like a serious relationship, you know, it's never gotten to that point.
T, you want to go first or shall I?
Yeah, you also mentioned that the thinner you thread the needle, the more specific you get in what you want, the harder it is to find.
Right.
I mean, as far as running into, you know, just regular people who pretend, the good part is that, you know, when you interact with it, you'll be able to weed it out. Like, all right, that's a turn off. All right, that's a red flag. All right, I can't work around that. But it is also, you know, part of being patient, because what you know you want is specific. If it was just easily made or easily emulated, it wouldn't be as valuable as it is. For example, you know, a man who's emotionally intelligent, a man who has depth, a man who has wisdom, a man who has a vision. So, I mean, remember, you can't go buy Steve at the store for $24.99.
Right. Yeah, 856. I got some good news and some bad news, okay? All right. I'll give you the bad news first. The bad news is finding a man is like finding a Smurf or a unicorn. It's gonna be very, very hard to find someone that you I know you understand me, because you've met a lot of guys that just don't have any substance, they're boring, and they just don't know how to talk or pull anything out of you. So I'm just saying that's the bad news. But the good news is you can prepare yourself for when you do meet a man by, let me ask, how well are your cooking skills?
Oh, I can cook. I can throw it down.
All right. That's good. All right. That's a chip. All right. Now, I want you to right now, put your fingers in front of your face and wiggle them real quick. Wiggle your fingers real quick. And how good are your massage skills? You know, like giving a facial or a back massage or a foot massage. You think those fingers got you? You can put some work on those fingers like that?
I've been told I give good ones.
Oh, all right, that's another check. Okay, now hold on. How are your laundry skills? Can you know? Do you know how to fold some clothes, girl?
Yeah, all the lady skills, I got all of them. All
oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So just keep preparing yourself. But the bad news is you're going to run into a lot of those red pill cupcake guys, okay? Be careful of those guys. There's a lot of
emotional.
Yeah, a lot of emotional men. You're going to go through a lot of emotional men. But I promise you, when you find a man, those things that I'm talking about are just going to get his curiosity. Then you're going to have to start proving worth and value, okay? And it can't be that tight little bottom you got and those perky little breasts you have. It can't be those things, okay? Because I know you're giggling, I know, but a man is not looking at those things because he knows he's going to get that from the man you want. Right, not the man you want. The man you want is going to push you to be a better woman for yourself and not going to judge you for all the nasty things that you think about at your age right now.
No, honestly, it's honestly the opposite. Like, you know, I'm not disregarding what you said, but it'd be the opposite. It's like I'm the mature one. I'm the one that's, you know, thinking about these long-term life goals and things of that sort. And it's just like, I don't know. Like, to find a man with actual substance, it's hard.
But what I'm saying is, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You never found the man. You've been dealing with surface dwellers. You never even found the man. Because a man is going to be all that and more. T, would say you, my brother.
Not just like that, but it's the box. It's the surface dwellers. The good thing is, but once you see it, you'll know it's it.
Yeah.
It won't even be comparable.
Yeah. Because, yeah, believe me, it'll be day and night. Again, he's going to want you to be the best you possibly could be. And every goal that you have, He's going to push you to be greater and better. You have no idea. But I have to warn you, okay, because it is very important. You've got to be careful about the man because you will get hooked in fast. And I'm just warning you. Like, it's like a drug. It's going to be a hook. You're going to be really hooked in him, okay? So please understand that. I mean, when you get a man, he's going to make you do things that you never even imagined even thinking about doing.
Thank you, guys.
Don't be depressed. You good, baby girl. Just be good. You good. Just keep listening to Taekwondo. Keep listening to me. And you will learn what a man is. Trust me. And then when they come up to you, hey, what's up, girl? What you do? What you up to? You just throw it aside. All right? Hey, one more thing. Because this guy's not going to like this. But I want you to be all you can be. If you want to get your chauffeur, find him. If you want to find someone to put up your Christmas and Halloween lights, find them. If you want someone to be a shoulder to cry on, yeah, find them, man. You're a handyman. Yeah. Go find all those things that you need right now. And I promise you, when a man comes up, you're going to drop all that stuff and you're going to start worshiping and taking care of him. And he will take care of you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Wow, look at that smile. We should leave with a smile on their face. All right, baby girl. Look at that kid. He got a giggly. See that guy? I know it. Aaron code 862. Thank you, 856. Aaron code 862. What's up, man? How you doing, buddy?
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, yeah, my brother?
Fine.
Yes.
All right. My question is, how do you reset your mind?
Reset as a what?
Press the button.
Reset your mind so that I can be able to think more quickly and efficiently.
No, you can't think. Okay, you can't think quickly and efficiently. Are you ready? You want me to show you how? You ready? Ready?
Okay.
What comes after 71? What number comes after 71? What number comes after 71? Okay. What number?
I got to reset this. I don't know.
You might need one. What number?
I
got to
press your button, bro.
What number comes after 50?
51.
Okay. So you don't necessarily need a reset. The problem is, your real question is how can I stop living in my past to make my past my future and my presence? You have all the information, but here's the biggest question. It's just kind of this. If you want to be a lawyer, do you go to law school to learn? Yes, right?
Yes.
Right? Okay. So if you want to learn game, wouldn't you want to go to myself in Taekwondo and be a student of it?
Of course.
Right. So what you're asking is, how can I be an open-heart surgeon in a phone call? And we can't do that. It doesn't work that way, young man. Then what's going to be, instead of asking how do I get to reset, is when can I set up some coaching with you, Taekwondo, or you, Steve, where then we can have more of a more intimate conversation about what I am now so we can make the process of change. Ty?
I got you.
But listen, bro, it's not that your mind needs to be reset. It's just that your mind needs to be directed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's all over the place. It's thinking about yesterday. It's wishing. It's hoping. It's dreaming. All these wishes. All this. It's a highway of just traffic. You need to learn to focus your mind. You need to learn to put it on the task. You need to learn to tell it what to do.
Yes. Yes. It's very important. Yeah, you're just looking at things the wrong way. You don't need a reset because you are your life, okay? But you can't change your past. But you need someone to show you how to learn from your past, to stay in the present, to look into your future, okay?
Got you.
All right, brother. We'll throw you back there. Great call. If you want to know more, let us know. Area code 317. What's your question, sir? 317 going once. 317 going twice.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Oh, boy. What's up, man? What's your question?
The previous caller pretty much answer my question. I probably need coaching, but so my question was, I correlate everything to basketball, but how, you know, when I play basketball, you know, I had games where I scored 20-30 points, and then some games I'll score 5 points, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, in life, how do you, you know, stay consistent? Well, specifically, you know, with women, like, how do you, you know, become automatic and, like, you know, really approaching it, you know, things of that nature?
What is that inconsistent behavior? Let's pull it out directly. Let's get at it specifically. What's the inconsistency?
Hold on, Ty. I'm gonna, it's a little muffled. So I'm gonna play with. I'm gonna play
with my. It's not good. What's the inconsistency? What's the inconsistency, sir? 317. Hello.
Okay. Yes. The inconsistency is coming from knowing I can do certain things and I want to do. You know, have, you know, women in my life and whatnot, but not doing
Just be more specific.
Hit it right on the nose.
Come on, dude.
What is that 20-point game versus a 5-point game? Which women that you telling about?
Oh, shit. It's hard to hear. Ty, what did Ty say? I can hear you better, Steve.
Okay, wait, Ty, what did you say again?
Hello, can you hear me?
I am good. You sound good to me.
Carla,
can you hear me?
On the dial-in, you real muffled, but on the iPad, when I look on my iPad, you real clear. So.
All right, this is what we do. I'll answer you, and then Ty will give you his thoughts on the iPad. Like that. Is that okay? That's how you solve it. Okay, so here's your problem. Let me tell you what your problem is. You have a bunch of problems. Number one, just because you can play basketball doesn't mean you can be in the NBA. That's your first problem. Okay, just because you can dribble and you can score 25 here and 5 there doesn't mean you're worth NBA to be on a team on the NBA. Because you are making it about women and you're not making it about yourself. That is the problem. You are not watching the film on the team or the team that you're going against. You're not practicing your dribbling skills enough. All the basketball goals are the same place in every stadium, right? They're the same width, the same distance, aren't they? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Correct, yes.
Yes. So the difference is that the only difference is there's a crowd that's either going to cheer you on or going to boo you. But the greats don't listen to the crowd. The greats listen to themselves by watching what is going on, by observing what's going on. And knowing that whoever my opponent is, I'm going to do the film work with him and watch what his weakness is. Is he going to can he play D better to the left versus playing D to the right? And whoever I'm guarding, where does he like to dribble? Does he like to dribble from the left to the right? So that's the depth of learning game, right? But how does that work with women? It doesn't work with women. It works with you working on yourself. When you are making this, as soon as you make it about winning, you lose. Okay, now look, what I want you to do is mute now and go to the audio part of Ty, the live part, so Ty can break it down to you, okay?
All right.
Yeah, man.
All right, go ahead, T.
I'm getting a little second. But, you gotta understand, bro. Are you a 20-point player, a 5-point player, inconsistent player, or a champion? So what regard are you holding yourself to, and what level of consistency? You know what I'm saying? And what do you expect from yourself? What standard do you hold yourself to? Because if you go out there and you put up a different performance with different girls, it's something that you're saying to yourself that's making you act differently, though. I don't know if it's a prettier girl and you're not used to bagging pretty women, and then you say, you mentally, subconsciously say to yourself that I don't deserve her. There's something going on where you're telling yourself something which is impacting your actions. You gotta look through yourself and find out what that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. See, okay, think like this. The gyms are different areas, but there's still a basketball court, meaning that the women are just women. They're not special. They're just the same, except maybe one has weave, one has red hair, one's a blonde, one has an afro, and one has puffs in her hair, whatever. They're all the same. So do you have to do something different to them when you know yourself and how you interact around a woman? Woman. You just have to, how you act around one woman is the same way you act around all of them. They're not special enough that you have to change who you are to try to please them. T, what say you before we grab the next call?
Yeah, you gotta understand how successful you can be just being yourself, and being even trust yourself enough to remain the same and get the same result, no matter what the circumstance, who the girl is, or what the obstacle is, or what the challenge is. And in fact, the harder the challenge, the bigger the obstacle, the more you should win it, because that's just the kind of mindset that you have as a winner.
Yes. So just realize in the day, it doesn't matter what you have. Everything matters is what you know about yourself. So you must learn more about yourself and how you operate first. Once you do that, 317, you're going to be fine, okay? So if you got another question, call in. We got you. Before we bring in the local druggie, let's bring in 386 before we bring in our local druggie. 386, what's going on? What's your question, brother?
Hey, I was just wondering, what type of books or material would you recommend for building, you know, helping build up oneself?
Okay, well, let me, okay, you know why you're going wrong?
What?
Well, why don't you create the book on your standard versus try to be somebody else's standard of a book? Have you ever thought about that? You could be the own author and narrator of your book. Do you ever think about that?
You discovered some shit that people...
I'm saying that why not create your own book on you?
I'm finding out and learning and helping me.
Nah, it sounds good.
You're looking for answers without, rather than within.
Yeah.
Am I mic clear, Carly? Am I mic clear?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Is my mic clear?
It is now, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was going to leave and join back. No, bro, you gotta listen. What answer are you looking for and trying to find somewhere else? And then you ask yourself that question and don't stop until you find it.
I know the answer is within myself. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is to expand my mind and
you're not personally. Okay.
You know, are you saying like you guys don't take in like read material or anything like that? I'm not saying I don't work on myself. I do. I have answers within myself.
What Ty and I are trying to show you is that you are setting limitations on yourself. You don't know all of you because you're infinite. So what you think you know is not what you actually know. But what you need is someone to guide you on learning more about yourself versus telling you to read a book or something. Sure, we can tell you a million books to read, but think about this. If I told you a book called Mfufu, right? Read Mfufu's book. To learn some experience on that, okay? You'll just be a level one Mfufu. You'll have knowledge on Mfufu, but you still won't have any knowledge on yourself. You'll still be the same person reading that book.
Does that mean the aim won't be able to even apply anything you learn? You just go back to your normal self, but you feel better because you know better. But you don't even act better.
No, I can understand where you're coming from. I was not saying like I don't have the answers within myself, and I understand that there are limitations that I am dealing with now, and I'm growing.
So you don't know the answers. That's the lie that you just told yourself. You just told yourself that you have limitations, but you don't know yourself. This guy right here is whispering in your ear right now, just like he whispered in Will Smith's ear to go up on that stage. He's whispering in your ear, telling you that, you know what, instead of just listening to what you're saying and realize that you don't have anything, why don't we go ahead and tell them and defend a position that you can't defend with a man? You don't know anything because you don't have a mentor to guide you on learning anything. What you know is just you going around in a circle like a dog chasing his tail. And what you think you know about yourself is just you just learning the same thing over again. Does that make any sense, sir?
Yes, it does, and I'm learning new things about myself.
By yourself? Is Taekwondo your mentor?
No, I definitely follow a lot of his stuff, what he does. And I understand where he's coming from. And I looked at myself and I'm like, okay, I don't do those things. How am I going to put myself in the position to gain those experiences to understand myself better?
Do you want crumbs or do you want the cake? That's just that simple. Do you want the crumbs or do you want the cake? What do you want?
I'm sorry, what was that question?
Do you want the crumbs or do you want the cake?
Do I want the plums or do I want the cake? Is that what you said?
Do you want the crumbs? C as in cat. Crumbs.
Okay. Do I want the crumbs or do I want the cake? Okay. It is muffled. I'm not gonna lie. It is muffled. No,
okay. No, you don't want the cake because you're satisfied with the crumbs. The information, the information you're getting even right now is not specifically for you, because when you coach somebody, we got to go deeper and more personal to find out what's going on with you. But if you're taking the information that you're taking right now and using that to make a cake, then you're doing it all wrong. You're doing everything backwards. So you're trying to cheat the game.
Okay.
And just think of it like this. I'm going to try to simplify this as much as I can. You're trying to go out and then bring back rather than go within and then take out.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at that book as the life-changing thing for you, it's as simple as that I could put it.
Does that make sense?
I'm sorry, I didn't pick up that.
Okay, we'll pause and just go listen to the video, go back and listen, because I don't know. I know the phone's working fine.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. I hear you perfectly, see? I don't know how much they think. Yeah, so caller, just, just soak up what you're saying, and we'll go from there, okay, buddy? If you got any other questions, hit us back, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. Jesus Christ. All right, let's get to the, we got 347, six of the lines are blowing up right now. In and out, 714. Lauren, just ask your question. Don't tell us who you are. Just ask your question because we got a lot of callers. What's your question?
Okay. Hey, Steve. Hey, Taekwondo. I just want to tell you something real briefly. I just thought of it when I was getting high. Check this out. A lot of these guys that are having trouble relating to why they need mentors or fathers, or, you know, they need to work on themselves. It's, the analogy is this. Imagine if you were learning how to fly a 747. You wouldn't do it by yourself. You would need teachers. You would need practice. Imagine if you were learning how to, you know, do something else that was difficult. You need teachers. You need mentors. So it's the same kind of principle, isn't it, Steve, where no matter what you're trying to master, whether it's yourself or flying a plane or whatever, you need teachers, mentors, and people that can show you the way. And I think if these guys understand it from that level, they'll understand it on a more, they'll just, it's, I think they can relate to it better. What say you guys?
All right, team, you answer that, and then we'll get to the next question. What say you, team?
Listen, you spit, man. You know, you do need the captain to fly the plane while you're the co-captain until you become the captain with the gray hair and all that. Simply that.
There you go. Thank you so much for all respect to you. All right, 347, what's your question, brother? Then we got 601. 347, what's up?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Speak up. What's up? What's your question? Okay, you speak up. Please speak up one last time. We must move on. Please speak up. We cannot hear you.
So when I talk to people, I don't fuck with. Can you hear me?
You don't fuck with people you don't fuck with. Wait, what? Speak up, brother. Actually, we can't hear you. You like this. Hey, how you doing, man? I just want to change my voice so people don't know who I am. We can't hear you, man. Speak up, brother.
Does nobody know who it is?
What's your question, man?
Okay, so when you're talking or when you're around a female, I'm a junior in high school. When I'm around a female, I usually just like sit and I just like say hi, interact with them occasionally. Like, I don't really like expand upon anything past that point. I'm kind of like wondering, like, what I should say, like, to initiate more conversations, more short talks and stuff like that. Because, I don't know, I just feel like I just be dry sometimes when I could be having a conversation. And I just be, like, sitting there, like, thinking to myself.
How about spreading the word dry?
Yes.
All right, let's get more direct with this. How about weak? Think about what you said, though. You can hear me clearly, right? Because some callers have been saying they've been having trouble listening to the mic. Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you on the stream, but on the call...
That works.
Just listen to the stream.
So listen. If all you are is the guy who comes around and just says hi, there's no conversation from you, there's no substance to you, there's no... You know that that's a weak impression. You walk around with a weak presence. And you need to ask yourself, why is that? Are you scared to talk? Are you, do you not know how to express yourself? Do you, are you not communicating with yourself enough to communicate with others? Do you know yourself in order to have a conversation go somewhere? Because let's just imagine you're a junior high school and you're talking to a girl you want. How does she feel that? How does she know that? Where are you taking her? And I'm not even talking about a physical location or space because you're going to get arrested with your behavior. But I'm just talking about mentally. Where are you going to conversation? Where are you leading the conversation to get to your next move? And by you just saying, I'm dry and I don't know what I'm saying, it lets me know you don't even know your next move, or you're too afraid to acknowledge your next move, because some guys are too scared to get what they want and go for it. You know, it's a quote from Spider-Man, but it's deep as fuck. He said, strong enough to have it all, but too weak to take it.
Yes. Yeah. So caller, let's listen. Again, you can talk to your boys. It's the same thing. It's no different. You're just putting pressure because it's a girl that you're interested in. Just talk to her, you know, and if you don't know how to talk, you got to learn how to talk to yourself. You see, interesting people have interesting things to say. So if you're just sitting up, posting up, and being quote-unquote dry, then you choose to be dry. And you choose to stare and look and bird watch versus look at things that make you exciting, make you fun, and make you interesting. That's what makes women more interested in you, when you can have interesting conversations and not just, well, what's up, girl? Well, let me wait for Mike to have, okay, what's up, girl? Oh, damn, I'm dry today. Nah, it doesn't work that way, young man. So, again, just keep listening to these shows. You're young right now. We got you, young man. I think I did an audio fix. Maybe they can hear you better now. 641, are you there?
Yeah, I don't think you do understand. They're talking about these dry conversations. They don't understand. Like, I talk to myself 24/7.
25, baby. Yeah.
25. I never not have something to talk about.
I know.
Or a new breath to go to. Or a new thought to even just think about.
Right. 601, could you hear Ty? You can hear Ty, right?
Yes, sir, I hear him. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yes, it's working out. Okay, what's your question, 601? What's up? What's your question?
I'm trying to figure out why this female is, you know, hot in person. You know, she's talking about repeating, she's single, stuff like that.
Well, you're trying to figure out why
she's
single? No. Wait. What are you trying to figure out?
Like, she giving me, like, hot signs.
His question is, why is she hot and cold with him? Basically, right, caller? Why is she hot and cold with you? Because you're hot and cold with yourself. She's only following what you're doing. It's not her, it's you. She's only following your lead. You're hot and cold because you don't know how to be hot all the time, because you don't have any game. So sometimes you make her giggle, and other times you bore her. So why would she be hot all the time to a man who doesn't know game?
And just like that, even if I am messing with a girl, she went hot or she went cold, I'm gonna figure out another thing.
Hey, we go,
dog.
I'm gonna get cold.
I'm gonna make it warm. I feel you get too hot in the room.
Yeah.
So how attentive are you? How aware of you are communicating with her without even communicating? And paying attention to her and handling her. Because I told y'all that getting the woman is a different level of game of handling women. Getting the woman is just the surface. That's all that is turning on the block that you want to go on. You haven't even knocked on the door yet.
Mm.
forgetting her is just parking your car on the block. You ain't even walk up to the house yet. You ain't get past the yard, the porch, and you ain't put your hands on her, better not. You ain't even go in the house yet.
Well, Carl, let me ask you a question. How long have you known this girl for? This woman, not girl, but how long have you known this woman for?
I say about a month or two.
A month.
She gave me a sign this month.
Wait, okay.
Signs
of what? Where she got? Is she waving a flag or something?
She in the middle of the street, swinging and twisting it in a different direction.
What sign is she giving you?
About what she's trying to throw it on me.
No, wait. She talking about
what sign?
Yeah, what's she saying?
Like, you know, we'd be chilling. She'd be talking about, you know, I'll be single and shit. My little nigga did me wrong and stuff like that. She'd be bad talking to niggas.
Oh, Carla, you're a good guy and you're trying to cry on. She just loves you because you're soft and weak and you're not a man in her eyes. Because a man is not going to sit around and let a woman talk about another man in his face like that. But, you know, we need more service dwellers like you, and I appreciate you for your time and effort, because if she were to talk to me, she could talk to me after her face is in the pillow and her ass is up in the air or something like that. But I'm not sitting around talking to you about some other guy. Why would you? See, you service dwellers will take any punches a woman throws your way just to be around a woman. That is sad of you.
No, but wait. Catch this, though. You mentioned for like a month or two, and she's giving you signs. What happened on day one?
I was just doing my own shit. She walked up to me.
Oh, God, boy.
And then?
You know, and then she gave me numbers and Insta.
And what'd you do?
Talking about you look cute and shit. So
got scared.
Really,
she didn't know what you did.
So she took that bold initiative. And we're 2 months down the line about signs. How do you go backwards that hard? But she threw you the alley-oop, but you ain't dunk it.
You right.
And this is where you have to be able to lead and take it where you want to go and be direct, plain, and concise. Did you find her attractive? Did you want her? So how did this get expressed in, or shown in any way possible? If we're talking about chilling and showing signs.
We have a whole different type of vibe than we do on the phone. On the phone, it's just totally different.
No, because you're not making her comfortable enough. Listen, and even then, that, you caught about hot and cold. I think you did in the wishy-washy chick. If she threw herself in your lap like that, you were supposed to come hot, too.
Well, here's a problem.
Right, so she's hot, and then you're cold, and that makes her get cold, and then now you want her to be hot.
Caller, here's
the... You're not matching energy, bro.
Yeah, caller, here's the truth, and I hope you understand. You just don't know how to talk, kiss, or mess around with women. Your game is really bad. You don't know how to... And a lot of guys are like this. A lot of guys just don't know sexuality. You don't know how to move a woman from one place to another because, again, when you're looking at your communication, you're trying to say that we're good on the phone, but we're face-to-face with something else or whatever. How do you say it? And the problem is you're the common denominator of how you talk to yourself and express yourself. So the problem is that you met an aggressive woman that said, okay, what's up? That's all she was like, what's up? And when she quote-unquote threw it at you, you got so scared, you then took a step back and was like, let's get to know each other better. Let's go out on a date thing. She was throwing it at you, and you were running backwards. You know what I mean?
You could have had it 48 hours.
So you had it 48 hours, yes.
2 months later,
right?
A sign. We didn't. Yeah. Like, no way you called us to you know, mention like something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like,
yeah.
I'm lost for words.
Yeah, but you're going backwards. Let me say, the shock is you're so shocked that a woman is interested in you that way, you just don't know what to do. So your mindset clicked on, let's start from the beginning of maybe holding hands or let me give you a letter. I like you, like you like me, check the box, yes or no, thinking, versus the woman saying that, okay, are you going to put my knees to my shoulders and take it? But you showed her that you couldn't do it, so then you became her gay best friend. You became her brother because she said, I want to have sex with you, but you didn't know what to do. That's why she's talking to you about other men now, because there's no more interest. And anyway, what side is she giving you talking about a woman? What side is that?
We go from here's my number, man, to she's telling me how her ex got. We didn't have even been on that topic. This is a bigger picture, bro, that with anyone you deal with, not just this lady who threw herself at you, do you have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or first, you know what I'm saying, a part A, part B, part C, part B, the next moves and the next moves, and your part A might have a 1, 2, 3 under part A, or your part B, do you have a consistent thing, boom, but like a combo, a right hook, a punch? And show me that you don't, because she came into the boxing and you ain't even there yet.
Well, too, there is a consistency. When she's talking to him instead of growling like a lion, he's like, hello, can I get to you? Yeah. So you just said, dog, so why would she want to, look, what you telling her without telling her, that you're a 3-minute man that's going to ask to put the tip in and then ask her, was I good at the end of the day? Well, she doesn't want that. She I'm not, I'm just saying, no, I'm not being, no, I'm just
saying. Steve, you can get him to set the bar tonight.
Yeah, hey, dog, do you really want to get some ass with her? You want to say, do you really want to win that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to win. All right. No, we don't win because if you don't want to win, we want to the next guy because I don't want to talk to losers. Do you want to win because you called her?
I want
to win. Okay, you ready to win? All right. So I want you to call her up. I want you to call her up right now live. We'll be quiet. We'll let her know that you're free tomorrow, which is Friday. And you'll be free around 9 o'clock. Wear something sexy. Bring that ass over so I can go ahead and explore it. All right? Go ahead and let her know.
Just like this, and fuck up the script.
Just don't fuck the script.
Don't fumble the ball. Run the route.
All right, so you ready to do it, though? You ready? Because I know you got another on speed dial and shit. So you ready?
Speed dial is crazy. No, I don't. I got to look for it.
Man, come on. You've been talking. You've been calling us about this mother and chick for a month. That's been, come on. Stop lying. Come on, man. Let's get it going. Let me know. Are you ready? Okay, whatever. Okay, sure. Okay. So do you have a number now?
Yeah.
Why do you sound so scared? Make all right, great call.
Yeah, you should be excited. You got the best time of your life.
You about to smell.
You feel alive, don't you, bro? And it's safe in your turn. All right,
well, go ahead and call. Let's talk. All right, go ahead and call. You got 10 seconds. It don't take that long. Go ahead and call and put over. We'll be quiet for 10 seconds. Go.
Milk. Yeah.
She thought he was a lion until he started barking.
Five. Three. Two.
Jay, pick up.
Wait, stop lying. We picked. Did you hear the answer machine? Did the answer machine come in?
Yeah.
The answer machine. Okay, huh? What? Why'd you end up? See, God, this is what I'm talking about.
I'm so scared.
I'm fucking scared. All right, let's bring it to Nick Collins. 919, you up? What's up, 919? What's up?
Thank you, Tom.
You like Charlie Brown getting rocks for Halloween. What's going on, 919? What's up? 919 going once. 919 going twice. All right, what's up? Yes, what's up, brother?
Yeah. My question was, I've been beating my meat crazy. Like, I want to know what I can replace that with.
You can do it. What
you just called? You just called two men to tell them that you can beat your meat.
No, he didn't say that, did he? He didn't say that. Nah, he didn't say that. Nah. What's your question?
Yo, I'm over here.
Hey, miss that one. Hey, run that back. What's your question?
I have a problem with, like, masturbation. I've been doing it too.
Yeah, I was like, Echo 813, how do you help me? So, what's up?
Steve, I know you talk about when you really when you found what game really was, it was like stepping over to the other side. When did you feel like game finally clicked for you? Or when do you feel like you took that step?
No, and Ty will answer that too. Well, Ty, you can go first. Mm-hmm. I go behind you. Mm-hmm. When did you realize for you, Ty?
Well, the first reason it's not clicking for you is because I know you're thinking of women when you're thinking of the answer to that question.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think of women because it's like Steve said, it's not, it wasn't about the women. When you make it about the women, you lose. So, I mean, when did the game click for you about...
You understand why Steve's saying it. We're not willing to just repeat things. You don't understand it. It's how you handle yourself differently. Because that's the answer. That's the answer that comes to mind for me is when you start to fall into your own arms, when you trust for yourself, when you got your own back, when you love for yourself. And then everything else is a side effect. Women, money, stress, goals. It's just a side effect what comes with you. That's when the game clicks.
Yeah, and they're able to use it. It's a problem. You're looking for something to click that you don't even know how to access, and that's the problem. You don't know how to get to your core. For me, I was lucky enough to have a mentor that showed me how to find me in my own way. That's real good. When I realized the potential I had for myself through guidance from my mentor, that's where it clicked. Because I always knew I was a bad motherfucker. It's just that I was just getting going over girls' houses, and they were unbuttoning my shirt, and I was getting scared and shit. I was naked with an older chick, couldn't get hard, so I was scratching my head wondering what was wrong. But when I got a mentor at 9 years old, I started realizing that I started taking a journey of self-discovery through his help of guiding me, that when I realized that, whoa, I'm more than what I thought I was, that's when I started to keep moving on. Okay, with me?
So it's like it's having the ability to trust your own judgment above anything else.
Yes and no, but here's the thing. You don't know what your judgment is at your core. So you got to understand this one thing, old man. Every time you said, listen to a YouTube that said hypergamy, every time you look at YouTube that says no fab, high value man, close money status, being with purpose, and all that bullshit, those are layers. Now, I don't know what's the point, I'm being honest with you. Those are layers that you've got to break through, because that was your truth at one point in time. So you don't know what your core is until you have somebody that can show you how to find your core. You're not going to find it yourself because you got too much clutter up in your head.
And how did you go about finding your mentor, or was it just going to happen?
It's like, okay, I would tell you, if I was you guys and I saw myself, I saw Taekwondo and a mother that looked like me, you know why I would fuck with these two people? Because they're teaching me how to find myself versus those people trying to be like them. So it's very easy. Anybody that's teaching you about self-discovery versus complaining is someone you should follow. Because they know what they're talking about versus the narrative of what's coming up next. That's how you find them. When they're telling you that you are okay the way you are, you just got to find yourself versus follow my rhetoric and follow my code and be like me and use my
copy,
language.
Copy, just do it.
All that shit. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah, because all that does is make you spew information instead of actually learning about yourself.
Yes, sir. Okay?
All right, respect. Great call. Very good call, young man. Thank you. Air code 470, you're up, sir. What's your question, sir? 470 going once, 470 going twice. Air code 336, sir. What's your question, sir? How can we help you? 336 going once, 336 going twice. Yo. Let's go on 980, air code 980. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Yo.
Yes, sir. How can we help you, sir?
Yeah, I just thought, like, I'm trying to find out how I can. So there's a girl that I talk to. I'm a junior, by the way. There's a girl that I talk to right now. She's from Germany. I like her and shit, but, like, so she's a cool, good-looking girl and stuff. I'm talking to her right now. And the thing is, like, I know how to talk to girls. It's just that with this one, I'm like,
sir, you don't go out and talk to girls. Okay, look, I want you to think about what you're doing before we finish.
No, I was going to say, listen.
Leave her alone, okay? Just leave her alone because you don't have enough game, okay? Because you're using what she is versus who you are, and you say you don't have to talk to women, then why can't
you? Say that again.
You're using
what she is instead of who you are.
Exactly. And that's why you don't have to talk to women.
You're coming out really bad.
Okay, do you hear what we're saying, though? Hello?
Let me get on the stream.
Yeah, you get on the stream so we can tell you in German. Guten Tag, wie geht's, danke, gut und dir, ach schön, tschüss.
Loser.
I can even count to 10. 1, 5, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Why? Because I took German, and I went to Germany and smashed some German women. But with that being said, so the problem is that you don't know anything, but you're making it all about the woman versus you. Leave that woman alone. Let her be with her boyfriend, and let them be happily ever after. But T, what do you want to say to that, man?
Yes, put the pieces together. What were you about to say? You said she lives in Germany.
No, she's from Germany. She's from Germany. Yes.
You said something about a boyfriend. Where are you going with this?
Well, he wanted to take her from her boyfriend.
Yeah, Carlos, say this out loud. You gotta hear yourself, right?
Yeah, let's
say this out loud.
Yeah, but go ahead. Say it again, Carlos. What you want to say it again loud? Go ahead, Carlos.
Huh? Y'all voices are really bad right now. Like, it's not.
Do you want to take her from her boyfriend or not? Yes or no?
Your problem.
No, listen. So, this chick.
Yes.
I've been talking to her for like 2 weeks now.
Okay.
And I like her and all.
Yes.
But like, the problem is.
What's the problem? Tell us what the problem is.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of nervous because I've been watching Taekwondo for like half a year now.
Call in,
man.
Yeah, we appreciate it. What's the problem, sir?
Okay, so basically, I've been talking to this chick for like 2 weeks now, and yeah, she's cool and all. I already asked her to hang out like one time, but I basically asked her to hang out, and I called it off myself because, like, that day I was going to hang out after my shift from work.
No, she said yes, you got cold feet?
No. The thing is, I asked her. Listen, I can fucking hear y'all better.
As soon as she said that, I'm on my way text. All the seeds in the place. Stop clucking.
Oh, sorry!
clucking and start biting the seeds and bread. Oh my God, bro. What are you doing, bro?
Why you scared, man? Why you scared, big dog?
No, it's not that I'm scared. I'm not gonna lie. It's not that I'm scared because I do want to hang out with her. I'm not lying. But that day,
hey,
I really couldn't.
Tell me when the cup really touched you. Why are you scared? The first thing, what are you scared of? Say, I am not a chicken.
Bro.
Well, what? Okay, man, you know what?
Okay, I'm not a chicken.
Okay, why don't you call her right now and tell her that, hey, I want you to be my woman. Just do that. You ready? You ready?
I don't got her number. I got her snap.
Wait, you have a number? Wait. You've been talking to her. What?
Man, I throw some seeds on the floor. Your ass going to get some tap dancing.
Oh, wait, hold on, call it. Taekwondo, I have to have a conversation.
Bro, hold on, bro. Don't get angry, bro. Listen, don't even get emotional, bro. You don't want to ruffle your feathers.
No, I'm not getting angry. This is actually funny.
Oh, man, don't ruffle your feathers, bro. Listen. You wanted her. You had the link on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling us in 2 weeks you like her, but you don't like her enough to see her. So which one is true? Do you like her or are you scared of her?
You guys didn't let me finish what I was saying.
So finish it. Let me be quiet. Finish. Are you choking? Is you choking right here when she come over the crib?
Subtitled. You've been talking to her for 2 weeks. Wait, have you been texting her or just talking to her? What have you been doing, sir? You don't have her number?
No. So I have a class with her, so I've been texting her and I've been talking to her in class.
So that means you have her phone number, so call her right now and tell her you want to be her man.
No, deadass, I don't have her phone number. I have her Snapchat.
I'm not
a dick, but I swear I'd love her phone number. If I did, I would.
You know what? Dog. Just study, okay? You just study to stay in those books and be all you can be, okay, young man? All right, stand up, man. We got to move to the next call, man. I don't understand, man. That was being brought to you by chicken. Okay. All right, Erica.
Yeah.
Erica 514, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hello?
Yes, what's up, brother?
Hello?
Turn your back down. Turn your thing down.
So, like, I'm in high school and shit. I'm in junior. I'm almost going to high school. So, I have some trouble with, like, conversations, and the problem is that I can't, like, bring a subject into the conversation. Like, I don't, like, know how to, like, bring a subject into a conversation to make it interesting, because whenever I'm going to start talking to someone, it's just going to end quickly because I don't, like, have a, like, good relationship.
Sir. Give us an example of a conversation that you have with a woman or a young lady. What do you talk about? Give me a beginning of it. What is she saying to you?
All right, so I'm gonna walk up there. I'm gonna ask her, okay. Hi there. What's your name? You're gonna tell her. She's gonna tell my name. I'm gonna introduce myself and shit. And then we're gonna start having a conversation about how our days went. So, and from there, I don't really like know what to, like, talk about. Like, I could, like, I could do that, like, have, start having a conversation, like, not go, like, I'm not going to, like, try to lose her in the conversation, like, quickly.
Okay, call her. What is your end game? What do you want from this person?
Okay, so let's say that there's a girl, like, I want to go out with her and shit.
Okay, call her. What is 2 plus 2? What is 2 plus 2?
4.
Okay, good. Did you tell me about Miss Crabtree? Did you tell me about the apples? Did your student like? No, you just gave me the answer. So, where do you want to lead the conversation? That's all I'm asking. Where do you walked up to her? Where do you want to lead it? Do you want to take her out on a date? Do you want to give her your number? What is it that you want to do?
Go on a date.
Okay. Well, before you go on a date, don't you think you should give her your number first, chronological order?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to give her your number, what do you think is the next thing you should do then?
Well,
here's my number. Yeah, call me. But and because why? You want to take her out. See that? You already know. See, this is the people thing about game. When you know what you want to do, you already got the point one, point two. The first point is your number. Second thing is taking her out, right? So after you say hello to her and all that stuff, all you got to do is read your script. You want to, here's my number, call me because I want to take you out on a date. That's it. You just follow your program.
All right. It's not that you're going to be drawing from a scroll of lines that just in the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Because you should be want to be so damn good to the, you don't, shit, you might not even know what to say. You just know you got something to say.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll formulate the word on the spot, put it together, take it on the spot.
Yeah.
So it more than you not knowing what to say, you don't know what you're trying to get to, like where you're trying to go with what you're going to say. Because you see, it works like this. It doesn't work that you say one sentence and then the next one just goes anywhere, and the next thing you know, you just end up somewhere random. No, you know where you want to go and where you want to get, and then you use your words, your actions, and whatever in between to get you to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What's going on? What?
Yeah. Okay. So if I start talking to a female, right, and I see her, like, she looks appealing, she looks attractive, that I want to get to know her more, but when I get to know her, when I, like, go out on a date with her, I find out she's not my type, then what do I do?
But you're going too far into a future that hasn't happened yet. Okay, you're going way too far. Come back home. You're coming way too far. Okay, what I'm saying is that even though you're setting up the date and you're talking to her, that's through the communication where you'll find out if she's an interesting person. But don't automatically assume things, okay? Don't assume because if she's good-looking and she's this or she's good-looking and she's that, just do what you want to do. That's right now, young man, this is a very important part and time in your life. Well, you got to start formulating your mind to look at what has to be in front of you versus what's all the way down the hallway. You got to look at what's going on in front of you. So don't make up and conjure up things. That's what the mind does. So just follow, I'm going to introduce myself. I'm going to give her my number. We're going to go out on a date. And before then, you text and talk to her. And if she starts to talk like she's a wicked witch or something like that, or she lives with some monsters or aliens, you'll realize that, and you won't take her out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, good luck to you, okay? Let us know next week if you asked her out, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Great job, young man. You're going to be okay. Good job, sir. Air code 905. What's up, brother? Hello. 905 going once.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
We can hear you. Yes, we can hear you.
It's good, Jim. It's good, Jim.
Yeah. I wanted to ask, you said that
through your mentorship, you got to, like, understand the core of, like, yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to know, like, apart from, like, external stuff, you know, like, what sort of introspective stuff, like, do you, like, practice to, like, give purpose to your life?
Well, but, okay, this is where you're going wrong, okay? Here's your problem. You're looking at someone else's life to try to figure out your own, and that's the problem. And that's where you're going wrong. You can't try to cheat the game. So you can't ask another man how he got where he is because you're not living that man's life. Does that make any sense, caller?
Yeah.
So the only
throughout your life, throughout your life and your experiences and your thoughts and your mental complexities are different than mine when we might have been the same age,
mm-hmm.
or we might have been the same chapter in life.
Right.
We think differently. We were taught to think differently. We had different experiences, different viewpoints, different filters, different. So your layers that you have to peel off are probably different from mine.
Yes.
Yeah, I get that part completely. But, you know, I try to, like,
when
I try to understand stuff, because I'm kind of, like, because I'm kind of dealing with stuff, like depression and all that. So.
Okay. Well, okay, sir. Okay, wait a second, sir. What is it as far as depression? What are you dealing with as far as depression?
It's more like an existential crisis. Yeah. So
like
more
what?
Of like purpose of life, emptiness, sort of like the meaning of things I do? What is the end game? Or
why is that? Why is that
the destination?
But sir, why is that depressing you?
Hmm?
Why is that depressing you?
Well, again, it's sort of like everything just trickles down to something that's like meaningless and sort of like.
Well,
instinctively
not necessarily
just survival and trying to like go on with life, but at the end of the day.
But at the end of the day, what?
It's just like at the end of the day, you're just like another pebble in the cycle of like life.
No. Well, who said that? I don't talk to myself that way, but that's how you talk to yourself. That's why you need a mentor to get you to look at the world, and you're in what I call theater number one. You're in this poor me theater, and that's why you need a mentor to get you out of that theater. Because as a man, what makes myself and Taekwondo happy every day like it's Christmas Eve is that we get to meet the new us. We get to grace women with us. It's an honor that when we meet a woman, she'll be telling her grandkids about us. That's how fun this is. It's exciting.
And you gotta just realize what you just said, because you just took a puzzle analogy and made it bad. Like every piece in the puzzle is different,
mm-hmm.
and it only fits together because it is different.
Mm-hmm.
Making each piece essential. And you just said, "Well, I'm just another piece of the puzzle in life." How are we supposed to get the full picture if you don't put your piece in the board?
Mm-hmm.
So you just allowed to say, "Man, fuck life. I'm not important. Nothing matters," and just. Be the difference that makes a difference, and know what that difference is, and that's where you'll find that light in your life.
You I don't want you to feel bad or depressed. You shouldn't feel bad or depressed.
Yeah.
Caller. Think every day. Is you get to learn a new you every day, and it never stops. A brand new you every day. Do you know how fucking exciting that is, and how unfair it is to the average woman? It's just not even fair that I get to learn a brand new me every day, and I get to keep going beyond my thought every day. Every step you take beyond your thought opens up millions of more doors of more thought that just decides what door do I want to go down or open, not go down, but what door do I want to open that's brand new. And then the next day is a brand new set of doors.
But you're not walking through, and you're asking yourself why you're stuck. Are you moving? Are you risking? Are you finding your edge?
Yeah.
Are you testing yourself? You know what I'm saying? And guess what?
Well,
if the answer is yes, you have to say how.
Yeah, this might be a girl situation. Are you depressed because you don't attract women? There's got to be something that's happening that's not going on in your life. What's going on? Then where's the depression coming from? What is it that you're not getting that's upsetting you? Okay, I know you say no, but
I had a girl.
Okay. That's fine. Okay,
last year in November.
Okay, well, what's depressing? Okay, we're trying to get answer. What is it that's depressing you that you're not getting? There's something you're not getting that's making you depressed. So what is it that you're trying to get that you're not getting that's depressing you?
I guess it's mostly.
Wait, you guess or do you know? We men don't guess.
I'm saying we can't be coulda, shoulda, woulda, guessed. It's maybe so.
Yeah.
Be direct.
It's always guess. I've gone through like these loops in my head, and like most of everything is never really absolute in life.
Well, okay, but remember your level of thinking is pretty weak right now, so of course you're gonna think that way, because you don't have anybody to show you the greatness that you have. And as I said, and as I said before, you're not even grateful for the life that you even have right now. Every morning you wake up, guess what? When you get to open your eyes and see the world, there are millions of people who can't see the world. Every day that you get up out and roll out of your bed, there are people out in the world who need help to get out of their bed, who wish they could have your spine or your muscle thing to get out of the bed, or to get up and walk to your door. Some people can't even walk to their door. Some people can't even hold the door to turn it. Some people can't even brush their teeth. But you want to pout that you're having a boo-hoo moment when there are people they will wish. They're like, just let me have his eyes. Let me have his legs. Let me have his feet. Let me be able to do the things that he feels that is bad in his life. You don't even realize what you have because you have it, but you're not taking advantage of it.
Or listen, it's time to grab the fucking wheel. Grab the steering wheel and change the direction into the direction you want to go to. Because listen, let me tell you something. On my life, the only thing I pray and ask for is to wake up. That's all I need.
That's all I need.
Listen, the moment I'm open my eyes, I'm dangerous.
That's it.
Shit, even before that, because I'm probably dreaming and thinking about it. The moment I open my eyes, it's on.
Yeah.
It's on. That's all I need. It's too many people I know that's dead or, you know, that don't have the opportunities that I have just by being awake, just by having a choice. But you see, when you come from a low mental mind and, you know, a weak frame of mind, you're looking at the ground and you're saying, there's nothing above me.
Mm-hmm.
You're staring at the dirt and saying, well, there's nothing to life. You need to look up, and you need to open an eye that's closed. You gotta listen, bro. I'm gonna try to simplify. I'm not even gonna try to make it too deeply spiritual. Find your will.
You gotta find it yourself. No, not the will to live, the will to evolve, young man. You're already living. You are just not evolving because you don't know how to evolve because you're camping out in a world or a theater that says this is the best it's going to be in your life. This is all
it
life
sucks.
Has.
Yeah, this is bad.
Sucks.
This is not.
It's like a great cloud over your head. You just got a great cloud over your head, and you accepting the cloud that's over your head. But I'm just letting you know there's so much to you that you don't even know. There's so many layers. It's better than a nut. And I know those nuts feel good, y'all, while you listen to me. But this is better because you get to meet a brand new you. I can't even tell you how exciting it is. Now, it is sad. Listen, I will tell you my greatest depression and my greatest saddest moment every day, because I have them, Carter. I'm going to be honest with you. My saddest moment is 59 minutes. You want to know why? Because I got to let go of the motherfucker that I love more than anything in the world. I got to let him go. I love him. I stalk him. I cherish him. I'm devoted to him. I'm loyal to him. But I got to let him go in order to move it to the new me. and it's so hard to let him go because he's everything I've ever always wanted to be and more. And I've learned so much from him in the last 23 hours and 59 minutes that, God damn it, I don't want to know anymore. I'm good, but I know there's more around that corner.
It's on and it's popping around.
Yes, I know tomorrow's a brand new me that I get to open up and I get to see new things about myself. It doesn't end. It never ends until the day your heart stops pounding. It never
ends. Don't stop till you drop.
Don't stop till you drop, man. And I'm telling you, it's the greatest drug known to man, and it's called you. And I tell you, once you become one with that you and start tasting your own drug, oh, man, there is no depression, except at 11:59 when you got to let that motherfucker go.
And Carl, this will make it simple for you. Do you have everything you want to have?
Yeah.
And have you done everything you want to done that you want to do?
No. Like, well, how I got into this market. Before, I went through school, and I was, like, pretty ambitious. Then Corona hit, and then, like, all the
baggage. The first part I always noticed was somebody is dragging himself behind. Is when their past is their greatest memory.
Facts.
their past, the highlights of their life, they think the best parts of them are behind them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the easiest way for me to see somebody that lacks a vision and has a low frame of mind, is that they think the greatest things have been behind them.
Call.
I mean, when did the bar get so low? When did you stop saying to yourself, I could be something I couldn't even imagine. I could get things I've never had. I could do things I've never done. Where did that bar drop? What happened? The curiosity for
it actually surprised me.
From what it was.
Like the weird case with my thing is that it's actually I more of like the more I think about it, I haven't given up completely. Otherwise, I wouldn't be calling at all.
All right, caller. The more you become a man, the more it's going to hit you that you're alone. I'm telling you, the more you grow and pull yourself away from everybody,
yeah,
you're going to realize you're the only one in the world, and you've got to accept that. But even in accepting that, big guy, think about the motivation you used to have when you were a baby. At first, you were on your back, and then you motivated yourself to turn your ass over on your stomach. And then you motivated yourself to push yourself up with your two arms. And then you motivated yourself to push yourself with your two arms and try to crawl. And you fail a few times. And then you motivated yourself to crawl. And then after you started crawling, you motivated yourself to climb a wall and try this thing called walking. And you fell down and you fell down. But then you motivated yourself to walk. Then you motivated yourself to run. You're always motivating yourself. But you're not motivating yourself here between your mind, your ears, brother.
Yeah. Thanks for your help. I'll call again if you guys are on again.
Well, we're always on, dog. It's just you got to find us. We always on.
If anybody listen, you gotta ask yourselves, how do you tell yourself no?
Okay.
Or I can't. I won't. I shouldn't.
And to all those that's listening right now, y'all get in right now. We're going to answer all y'all calls. Then we'll reset the phone lines. We got six in the queue, and then we'll reset the lines again and open them back up. So let's get – we got a minute to go, so call in right now. We'll get you in the queue, and then we'll reset the lines and open them back up again. So let's get on to area code 919, then 470, then 404, then 336. 919, you got it, sir. What's up? What's up, brother?
Yes, right now at a point in my life, I feel like lust has been blocking, has been calling my mind, and I want to, you know, get to
what
the
lust?
Place where it's not.
What lust do you have?
Like, just like a natural lust, like the lust to have sex, like the emotion.
Oh. Well, we all want to smash, but where's the lust for yourself, though? Same lust that you have for things outside of you, where's that lust for yourself?
Yeah, and I want to find out how I can replace that with lust, you know, to...
Listen, what do you think that... What do you think that I don't like pussy no more just because I have a purpose? Just because I chase my passion every day? The lust never got replaced.
Never leaves you.
And I just don't want it to be a priority. Like, you know, I want to put certain things above it.
Put you above it. Okay, you right now you're worshiping women. That's the problem. You have a worship of women. When you have a lust for yourself, I lust to learn game. I lust to learn how to touch a woman with my thumb and my index finger versus my thumb and my middle finger versus my index, my middle finger, and my fucking pinky. But where am I going to touch her? Why I'm going to touch her? How I'm going to touch her? And that's just one hand. And then what am I going to do with the other hand? And what am I going to do with my mouth? And what am I going to do with my – you see what I'm saying? It's so much that you can lust for yourself to no game. You don't even see it.
And catch this. You're talking about prioritizing. You know, as you worship women, and is that is getting women, busting nuts, you know – what else do guys typically do? Brag about the woman that they get. The only reason you're able to do that at such a consistent rate where you're obsessed about it and that's all you do because that's what you see as the greatest prize in life. If I thought the greatest prize in life was getting high, I'd probably be doing drugs right now. If I thought the greatest prize in life was having sex, I'd probably be over at the crib right now. But my prize to me is making an impact on people.
Yes.
Making the most of my presence while I'm here on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a trillion things I'd rather do that than get some pussy or do this or do that or do this because I know my greatest prize. I know why I'm here.
And call it the weirdest thing. When you become one with yourself, I know you don't see it now, but dog, you ain't even gonna try to fuck. I'm telling you, I promise you, you'll go to Walmart at like 2 a.m. because you know that there ain't gonna be no women around because you know. If one gets in your vicinity, it's already a wrap. It's already over. It's just, when do I want her to get that ass up to me? And it's just not fair. So you just try to stay away from it because you're learning yourself at such a high rate. You are at disadvantage to the 98% of the guys out there who are just one rate. But that's where you got to lust for yourself and have a lust to grow.
Okay.
Hey, I love the fact you like women. Don't get that wrong, but put yourself first, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, brother, we'll throw you back in. Let's get 470, then 404. 470, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Yo.
Hello, Jim. It's good.
All right, wait. Let's start this off. I'm going to close you off and open you back again. Okay, let's start this off. Because y'all can't talk to men this way. Talk. Hello. Hi, Taekwondo.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, it's like that chick. Like, okay, so here we go. Come on, 470. Talk to us like men. What's up, 470? Man. You on? What's up, brother?
Yeah, what's up? it's really just like... Finishing out women. Like, I can talk to women, you know. I can sauce them up, raise them up, you know. It's just, like, most of the time it happens if you're in, like, a group setting. So it just be, like, you know, you be with one woman, and then, like, you kind of see another one that you like, but you don't really know how you make that move, you know. Like, I just, like, I don't think I got the
control. In front of the other girl, you saying?
Do what I do in front of other people.
Well, what does he do?
What is she going to do? Is she going to come up behind you and put you in a headlock? Is she going to text you what you went after that other girl? And like, what do you think is going to happen, bro? Exactly.
Caller.
Exactly. See what she's going to do.
Caller, you're in nature. Have you ever watched Discovery Channel? Have you ever watched Discovery Channel? Like with the nature shows and stuff, caller? Okay, yeah. What do the lions do? How do they hunt? They separate from the herd, right? They separate the one from the herd, right? So here's your problem. You're making the herd special. You're too busy worrying about the herd versus what you got to do, and you just got to do what you got to do. You walk in there, introduce yourself to all the women, and then the one you want to sign out, hey, can I speak to you for a second? And take her over to the side and do it like that. What's the problem? I understand. What is the problem with talking to women?
And if she really, listen, and if she's really like that, she may say, look at that one over there with the fat ass and wants you to go get her. Well, guess what? Listen, I was out with this chick this one time and I brought her over like it was like a kickback I had with some friends. She, listen, we were playing a card game at the table. This girl was sitting on my lap, bagging another girl.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even have to shoot my shot at the other girl. It was a pretty, the girl was pretty, she was pretty good, pretty girl that was on the other side of the table. She was bagging the other girl on my lap, while on my lap. So what do you think the problem with talking to other women is? Where is this issue coming from? Who told you you can't do that?
I'm saying, like, when they be friends, or, like, they be around each other, like, and you've been around for a minute, but, like, the way they shoot your shot.
Two best friends before.
Sisters.
How are you telling yourself you can't do something because no one around you has done it or you haven't done it yet?
Listen.
I would honestly want to see if I could. If I was you,
shit, yeah.
Can I get these friends in the same
yeah.
way? Can I get them to like me? And listen, every man, can I? When they like me at the same time, how will they handle it?
Yeah.
That's how I used to think in high school. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Course, even
I was a challenge. I was one to look for a challenge.
Hey, yeah,
I never told myself no.
Yeah. Even in high school, when my parents went out of town and stuff, and I was setting up the crib at Smash, and I saw friends, I'm like, hey, you know, I got a good idea. Why don't the both of y'all come together and come back to my place? I got the car, my parents are going to be home. Why don't you come back to my place? Sometimes they said yes. Sometimes they said no. Sometimes they said no, then said yes. Sometimes one said no and then came. Or sometimes they go, listen, I don't care. I'm just going to ask for what I want. I don't care what the answer is. Because here's your problem, caller. Again, your sex game is pretty bad if you're worrying about just talking to a woman. You got to be able to be before, during, and after. You can't just be, well, can we go hang out and everything? Man, you got to know what you're talking about. Listen.
What if the friend's wanted a threesome and you just showed them you ain't the right guy for it?
Nah, I'm going to be the right guy. It just...
Baby, I'm enough for 5 women, 10 women. Y'all 2 ain't shit.
Yeah.
Yo, like... I got
you and
your doing the shit. It just like when it just I be.
Oh wait,
like,
hold on. I'm sorry. Wait. Go, wait. I just want to cue it up. Please continue. I'm sorry. What did you say now?
I was gonna say like when you've been around a certain like you know like the time to shoot your shot like when you've been around a certain woman for a certain amount of time.
Right. Okay. Well,
you know where you could be going wrong.
I know where it's going wrong. I know. I see it.
I'll give you. It could be multiple things. I'm gonna just throw one out there, right? Are you telling her that she's the only one?
He's not doing that because he's not. Okay. This is what he's doing. He's hanging out with the food. He's the lion talking to the zebras and asking about the grass. Is the grass over there taste better than the grass over there with the crocodile? Hey, how you doing? What kind of grass did you eat? Did you hear about Mr. Giraffe? Did you hear about what the hippo said? Oh, my God, I can't believe the deers are going to migrate somewhere. And then all of a sudden you want to talk to them about some game. You see, you're hanging around the food versus getting what you want. See, you think hanging out with these women and talking to them about a bunch of bullshit, the grass, that eventually you can say, well, hey, well, why don't we go on a date or why don't we get together? And they're going to be like, why are you talking right now? You're such a sweet guy. You're kind. You're nice. You're friendly. Oh, I just see you as a brother. You are creating that because you say, how long have you known these two chicks that you're begging for a pattern after? How long have you known them? How many months?
No. We ain't begging. This hypothetical. I ain't going to lie.
Well, brother, we ain't hypothetical.
I ain't even getting in the field for real. Like, I could.
So you ain't even talking to women. Okay, stop. Okay.
Living in your head?
He's all in his head, dog. He ain't even talking to women. He ain't even talking to them.
Yes, I am. I am.
You just told us you ain't even talking to women.
No, because you said, how long have I been talking to him? Like, this a while. So, you know, I haven't been talking to him. Who else?
So is there a girl that you want to talk to right now?
Yeah.
Do you have her number?
Yeah.
All right. What do you want from her, sire? What do you want?
What I want from her?
Yeah, what do you want? What, a laugh? That's what you want?
No, I don't want it. It's crazy. Answer that question, brother.
What do you want from that woman that you're about to call? What do you want?
The whole nine. What you mean?
What? Like, I don't know what the whole nine. I'm sorry. I'm ignorant as fuck. She's what? Don't be telling me she's fine, she's beautiful, and all other stuff. What do you want? Okay. Why don't you tell her? Do you have your own place?
Carly, no, you can't get what you want. It took you 2 minutes just to say the whole nine. You ain't even hit it directly. So I know 2 months around her, and you probably getting to the signs and symbols, right?
Do you want to go out? Let's go. Let's take it slow.
Yeah.
You want to take
yeah,
it out?
Yeah, but the only reason why is because you know I be around people that she.
No, I don't know.
I haven't made my way around.
No, Dweller. Dweller, I don't know. So what I do know is. Let's just take it slow. You want to take her out on a
date?
Right. We're going to solve this right now. You're going to call that woman right now, and you're going to tell her I'm going to take you out on a date this weekend. Call her right now. Call her. Hello? You ready to do it?
I'm going to pick you up this weekend. We out.
You ready to do it, caller?
We out.
I'm going to have to find her number. I'm going to have to get that with you. I'm going to get that with you.
I'm going to hang up on you. Dweller.
Shit.
It just be making
some niggas using phone books?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like a big yellow book. Come on, man. Let's get to Eric
O'Brien.
Hey, guys.
Find her number.
We're going to open the lines up. We got 5 more callers, then we'll open the lines back
God,
up.
Oh, my God. They be cap.
I know, man. All these lines. 404, what is your question, sir? What's up?
Hello, you can hear me?
Yes.
You hear me, bro?
What's going on, Steve? Well, my question is really for the both of y'all. I'd say, could y'all go a little more in depth on, say, like your failures? If there was anything you could probably go back in life and go back in time to maybe redo or pass
the piece, baby. Call her. Grab a piece of paper.
Grab a piece of paper?
Just grab a piece of paper.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hurry up. It doesn't take long. Grab a piece of paper.
I got it.
You got a piece of paper?
Yeah.
All right, is there a trash can around where you're at? You see a trash can in your room or anything? What's in your room?
Nah.
What's in your room?
Shit, my TV, my bed. Shit,
all right, oh, okay. All right. Walk as far as you can away from your TV. Let me know when you get there. God damn, you don't live in no mansion, so hurry the fuck up. Come on. Come on, man.
I'm not gonna walk, bro. I'm sitting in my bed.
All right, you know what? Hang up on your ass and you don't fucking follow directions. You gonna get the fuck out of the bed and do this exercise so we can solve this shit, or you gonna lay in the bed like a fucking chick? What the fuck are you gonna do? You only got guys. I got other guys who want help, and you wanna sit in the bed all snug and shit. Get your ass out the bed. Oh,
it is
onesie and shit. He wearing a onesie with the bed. Get your ass out the bed, man.
His scarf, we gotta fix his scarf.
Yeah, so come on, man. You out the bed yet? God damn it! Now ball that down. Now look away from your TV. Ball that piece of paper up. Ball it up. Let me hear it. Ball up. Now.
Just ball it up.
Toss it behind you and try to hit the TV. Toss that shit behind you. Just toss it.
All right, I tossed it. What now?
Did you hit the TV?
Yeah.
You don't
know
if you. Nope, you're lying because you don't know if you hit the TV because you shouldn't be looking back at the fucking TV.
I heard the ricochet. What you mean?
Man, it could have ricocheted off the fucking wall. We don't know where the fucking ricocheted at. But the point is this.
Uh-huh.
The point is this. Can you change what you just did right now? Can you go back in time and grab another ball, the ball, and move it somewhere to throw it to turn the TV on? Can you change what you just did?
Nah, I can't.
So then why do you give a fuck about what you just did then? Why do you care about the past? You can't change that shit, Dweller. All right, bro.
But you want to call us and tell us, hey, Taekwondo, hey, Steve, I threw a piece of paper off my shoulder and hit the TV, and it went poor TV. The TV's judging me. The dresser's judging me. The wall is judging me.
They telling me I'm a mess.
They called me a chicken and went,
all right, Steve. All right, Steve, I got you.
No, you don't got me. Uh-uh, no, you need to get yourself. ZT, you don't need to get us. Get yourself.
I say all the time.
Yeah, get yourself.
Us, man.
All right, Ross, man.
So what is your question now that you tossed that piece of paper up your shoulder?
Shit, I didn't really have a question in mind, but looking back at all the other people that came on a call, what would you say?
Why do you give a fuck about them?
You didn't call 2 men to talk about other men.
You called 2 men to talk about other dudes like we like at a cuddle party or something? Is this,
I'm just telling you, I ain't got no question. I'm just trying to.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, man.
Hey, Bob, my wife's not here. Let's cuddle. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. You got to, man, this is why y'all lose, because you ain't got no questions. You worried about other dudes, man, and you got so many problems.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you this. So how would you go about finding your purpose and finding your will and what you want to do in life? I said that.
How old are you, man?
19.
Okay, you're 19.
Yeah.
So if you want to get something to eat, would you go to the refrigerator and open up the door?
I guess so.
Go in there and grab what you want? Okay. So if you know Taekwondo and I are coaches, what do you think you need to do?
Looking at yourself, I guess.
All right, you have a good night. Get back in the bed and snuggle up, and I'll make sure mommy brings you some warm milk, tucks you in, and reads you a story. You just don't get it, young man. Error code 336. I'm serious, man. It's just...
Yeah.
Some warm milk. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, rub his stomach. Your stomach hurts.
I'll give you a cookie.
All right, what's up, 336?
Yeah, what's good, yo? My thing is, I feel like I got the juice. I got the sauce in women when I'm just being me. And I don't force it. But my thing
you
is,
don't have
like, I got to be in the... you can say that, but my thing is, it's like when I'm in the right setting for it. So I'm in college right now, and it's like,
oh, wait. Wait. So let me get this right. So it has to be the setting to show you that you have the juice. So the juice that you have is
good.
Well, hold on. I'm gonna hear you out. I want to correct you.
Let's agree on that. Yeah,
we gotta correct you on stuff. But I'll be quiet. All right, I'm back. Go ahead.
No,
tell us.
No. That's important. Does the setting change who you are?
It doesn't. I'm saying I'm a type of guy where I let it flow naturally. I'm not really type of I'll see a fine girl say in class. I'm not gonna just be a mark, go up to her, oh, you find yourself, blah 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 blah.
What is your question? What is your question, bro? What's your question?
I'm saying I want to get girls, but how do you do it without being like...
I thought you had the juice. I thought you had the juice. Now you have...
Okay,
no, you
let
wait.
Me tell you why I think I got the juice. Maybe I could be wrong. Why do I think I have the juice? I'll be at work, you know, at work.
You got the juice, so why do you think... It don't matter. We get to the exact question. What is the exact question? Let's pinpoint that down.
You want to know about girls and shit.
I'm saying, how do you get them to come to you? Because like,
if you have the juice,
at work
it becomes
easy.
But wait, sir,
okay,
when they be coming to you, do you have juice? You would know, but
yeah,
see, you have no juice because you have no fucking game. Your game is weak and whack. Can you accept that shit? Because all this juice shit. But, sir, if you had the juice, you wouldn't be calling us right now, asking us an asinine, kindergarten-ass question about how to get fucking women if you had the juice.
No.
Now, can you stop lying to yourself and realize?
Kestis, you was about to quickly try to explain to us and prove to us yourself rather than knowing who you are and trusting that. Secondly, why are you saying to yourself you need to be chosen? I choose me every day, all day. Give a fuck about it. I walk past a girl and she turn around and want to jump on my dick, and if she don't, I choose myself already.
He doesn't know how to talk to women.
I hear you, bro. I hear you. I hear you 100%. I'm saying I get tired of, like, not getting pussy after a while. I haven't got laid this year.
Wait. You can't get bodies down last year. You got no game. Your game is whack.
How does that change overnight?
Well, wait.
You just want to microwave it?
Yeah, wait. Did you just ask us how the fuck you change overnight? Are you serious?
Hear me out. At work, it would be girls texting me, beat me down, like, literally, come beat my back down. Like, that's at work. They come to me. It's that simple. On college, when they're not coming to me, no girls are throwing themselves on me like that. So
caller. All right. All right, excuse me, I got you, caller. Give me 1 second, because apparently I'm saying it all wrong. So allow me to help you out, brother. I care. So let me help you. I got you. Oh no, I'm not gonna let you have it. We're just gonna walk. We're gonna slow drag this down. Let me find this. Let's see. Let me get this on for you to make sure, because I want to make sure that you can understand what I'm saying, because apparently what I'm saying is not connecting, and I'm just trying to connect with you, brother. Let me go ahead and press this button right here, and let's see here. I got a few seconds before. Okay, wait. I just got to wait for the commercial to go by, and here we go. And 4, 3, come on. All right, here we go. Here we go, caller. I got you, caller. I care. All right, here we go. Okay.
You were funny, man.
Take a baby bump.
Okay. Okay, now that we're back in kindergarten class, so we can teach you your ABCs. Young man, you have to learn. It is necessary, because I gotta take this back to kindergarten with you, because you don't understand what I'm saying to you. Stop saying you have juice.
Killing me,
God. No, you don't have juice. You don't have any juice. You don't have any juice, so stop lying to yourself. You don't know how to talk to women. Yeah, I hate to say this. I'm a broken record with you guys. You don't know how to fuck. You don't know how to talk to women. You don't know how to touch a woman. You don't know how to make smooth talk with her. You don't know anything. All you know is that I got the juice, and that's your excuse for not trying to learn game, because you think you know something that you don't know. You know nothing. And until you come to the realization that you ain't shit right now, you ain't going to know nothing, because you're going to fight us on everything we tell us. And all you're going to say is, but Taekwondo, I got the juice. But Taekwondo, I got the juice. I got the juice, Taekwondo, because I got the girls at the job. They want to get at me because I got the juice, Ty, but shoot, Taekwondo, when I leave, I don't have the juice no more.
Well, I came here to improve. I'm just saying, like, I do have some juice. I mean, I know you going to
Oh, my God.
I guess my thing is, I know. Hey, I got you.
Bro, please don't wear a masquerade, because you can see right there.
Thank you, man.
I can see with my eyes. Bro. One ear open.
Jesus Christ, damn! Why do y'all guys just
be real? Just be real, bro. That's all you need to be. We don't want y'all to come up here and be Mr. Bitches.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah.
We don't want you to be perfect. Nothing. Just be real, bro. It's much easier to get these problems solved when you be being real.
So my thing is, it's like, y'all kind of put y'all first. I've been trying to do that too. But I don't sound like a bitch saying this. Y'all, like, don't ever get lonely. Like, damn, I just want some pussy right now. Like, how do y'all, like you said, everybody wants pussy at some point.
Okay, then what? We get that moment. Where are you going with this? Yeah, we get that moment. Then what?
Yeah. I don't want to, like, disrespect myself and slide into your DM like that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, how should I go?
Wait a second. How are you disrespecting yourself if you slide into a DM? How does that work? Caller.
Like, it just seems kind of corny. Like,
but no, okay, then you don't want women. Okay, listen, caller. You don't want women. You know what you are? This is you're worse than a regular surface dweller, man. You want to know why? Because you want pussy to come to you on a silver platter, and you don't even want to do any work. You want to judge all these guys out here because they slip and do DMs, they're talking to women, but you want to be like some motherfucker to just walk up like you on an Axe spray commercial, and women just automatically give you some ass.
Drop like flies.
The fuck?
And you condescending.
Yeah. I don't really slide up into a DM. You don't want to slide in because you don't know what the fuck to say. That's why you're
the irony is that, you know, as the same person who's complaining, like, how do I get some pussy? Like, I want pussy. It's also like, well, I'm not going to do anything to get it, so I'm too good to get it. But you're not too good to beg for it. and to, you're not too good to need it.
I'm not. That's the thing. I just, I guess I've been interpreting, like, what y'all say is wrong, because the way I see it, you're not supposed to, if I can interpret what you're saying, you're not supposed to, like,
how are you?
You already just came on this platform and just started saying how you not getting it, and you want them to see you and choose you, and what I got to do to make them like me.
Yeah. How old are you? How old are you, man? You're 20 years old. Okay. You understand that women nowadays, they're online. They're on the internet. That's how they communicate right now. They're all on the line. They're on the internet talking through their phones, right? And if you don't want to go there, which you don't have to because you can talk to them outside the phones, but your problem is you don't know how to talk to women. So what you're doing is you're making excuses not to do anything because you know you're going to look like a fucking fool if you said something to a woman. So what you want to say is you got the juice, but you can't prove you got the juice because you ain't doing shit. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Well, it's not about here. It's about the truth. It just is what it is. You just don't know what to say to a woman. And you have too much fucking pride and ego to learn game. You're unteachable. You'll be someone I would say, man, just learn some red pill shit and learn how to manipulate a woman and shit because you'll never be a man. You choose not to be one because you think you got something that you don't even fucking have, juice.
By the time you get it, she already going to be able to feel that you're pretending not to pretend. She's going to smell it from a mile away. It's going to stink in everything you say and do.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to stink. Mm-hmm. It's going to be loud.
Well, how do you talk to a woman? Tell us. How do you talk to a woman? I'll be the woman. We're at Starbucks. I'm getting a coffee right now. What are you going to say? Now, remember, this is offline. You got the juice. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a coffee. What are you going to say to the woman?
I'll probably beg her some shit on the
No, probably. No, no. Wait, yeah. Wait. Let's go back. No. We're not. Men don't probably think we do. Let's go again. You see her. What are you going to do? Don't say probably. What are you going to do because you have the juice? What are you going to do? What are you going to say?
Well, she got her drink in her hand. She got that pink shit. Oh, shit. Is that the so-and-so? She'll be like, whatever she says. Oh, this is yada, yada, yada. Oh, well, what's the name? Blah, blah, blah. You just chop up the conversation.
You want to know what kind of drink she has, or do you want to know when she's
Dude,
coming
I don't
over?
I what type of drink she has. It's small talk. No.
If you don't give a fuck about the drink she has, you don't think she knows? You don't give a fuck by asking her about shit you don't give a fuck about?
So you, it's crazy that you just proved my point and you better than I thought you would. I said she would smell it from a mile away, and I think everybody in chat can smell it. Because you want her. She's attractive. She's whatever. You want her. You want to get her number. You want to take her out. You want to bring her over here. You want to spend time with her. Whatever. You want to get to know. Whatever. Right? You said, oh, what kind of drink is that? So you see what I mean? You're pretending not to pretend. Like, you want that, but you came over here and brought up some other shit.
You know what she says when you ask her about her drink? She says, this guy can't fuck. That's what she says. When you ask her about her drink, she says, this guy cannot fuck. Why is she asking about
it?
I'm sorry?
How I'm supposed to do it, then? Like, small tone, that got me far before.
What is wrong with just excusing and introducing yourself? Why you got to ask these women about shit you don't give a fuck about?
Is that nicer? Is it nicer to waste her time? Which one? Like, what do you think you're doing when you waste her time?
Was she drinking?
That's just the intro to the conversation. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
But no, it's an intro. It's an intro.
Your conversation,
right,
bro.
It's an intro to her seeing
okay,
you as a guy. That's your intro.
Okay. To being a boy best friend.
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk about something irrelevant until I get to what I want to talk about, until it happens. I hope we...
Okay.
That's the kind of language that you're bringing, bro. The I hope kind of language.
As if she doesn't know you're doing that. As soon as you open your mouth, you tell her your story. Because a real motherfucking guy who has real juice, he ain't wasting that juice on that bullshit.
I hear you. So y'all say y'all just get straight to it, no type of small talk.
What? Small talk about what?
I'm letting her know why I'm here.
Yes, that's it. This is why I'm pulling up on you, and this is what I want to do. Call me. Oh, but wait a second.
Why is it so complicated to you, bro? Why do you think that she shouldn't know why you approached her, or why you, what you want to do, or where you want to...
She already knows. If I'm approaching her, girl is smart, but she know I want her, obviously. If I talk about anything, I say my
Hey, call her. When I approach a woman, what do you think I want from her? What do you think I want from her?
Her?
What do you think I want?
What the fuck else you talking to her for?
No, what do you think I want? What is my end game when I approach a woman? Oh, excuse me, not poetry. Excuse me, I put my bid in. I want ass? Nope, that's not it. Because the ass is already mine, motherfucker. Why am I going to ask for, why am I going to go ask
for?
No, I'm going to show her why she should fuck me. That's why I'm going up to her. I'm not trying to fuck her.
I am him. Show her why she's talking to him.
Yeah, I'm going
to
show her. I'm making her fucking day. It's her, the line, everything lined up, and she's getting the opportunity to suck my dick.
Okay.
I'm not trying Why would I want to be beneath myself and try to pander after some pussy?
We'll go around the room and walk in. Let me simplify this, because this might fly over your head. Simply put, why are you here? Why did you even come up to me? And when you're confident enough and you know yourself enough, in that approach, anything you say or do brings that strength and like that strengthen your message. I'm a guy, I don't figure shit out. If, could, would, should. I don't walk on eggshells, tap dance, play it safe. I go for what I want and I get for what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how I say it, it's going to come off like that.
Because caller, remember, she's asking herself, who are you, what do you want, and why you? And if you can't answer those three fucking things at the same time, making her smile, making her laugh, and making her blush, you out the game, dog. That's why y'all lose. Because you drinking right now. And, well, geez, that's a nice dress. Did you get that dress at Valentina? I mean, why y'all talk like that? She already knows she got you.
Mm-hmm. Because even when you said, well, she already know why I'm married. She already know I want to do this. And guess what? And it's going to sound even better coming out of my mouth. It's not even going to be word for word. Hey, I want to fuck you. You think the alternative between what kind of drink you're drinking is just being straight, bluntly, direct, shooting with your eyes closed.
Mm-hmm. And caller, you only have, remember, you're interrupting her day. That means she's got shit to do. So you don't have a long time to sit and talk to her. You got to get in and get out and be impactful, transparent, clear, and concise as best as possible and show her why she should be getting with you.
Okay. So my thing is, you said your perspective on going out to a girl, like, all right, I'm going to show her why she wants to fuck me. Why do you think, like, how do you, at a certain point, you might have to choose a girl, like, why do you think that girl deserves you?
Well, I don't know if she deserves it. She's got to prove that. I'm just giving her an opportunity.
Right. I'm just giving her an opportunity.
I'm just giving her an opportunity. Like, she called the other way. Hey, look, here's your opportunity. And listen, if you get my attention, you got my curiosity, but you got to get my attention first. That's the first part of the jungle. And then you got to be worth my time. You got to start climbing that mountain. Then you got to be worth my respect. And then you got to be worth the dick. So you got to put some work in. You just don't get a free pass because you got a fat ass and some titties. You got to work because all the other ones work for me. So what are you going to do? What are you bringing to my world? I'm giving you opportunity because when you get with me, I'm going to give you so many benefits because I'm going to elevate you and educate you in ways that the average man can't. So I know what I bring to the table. What do you bring to my table?
Well, in that perspective, I'm being way too nonchalant and I'm leaving the floor way too open for dry-ass girls to sit there like, and be boxed. You know what I'm saying? You can't be too nonchalant.
It all comes from not knowing who you are.
Right. You can't be what? What was I about to say? You can't be what?
Too nonchalant. Like, I'm the shit.
I don't have to say I'm the shit. She's going to know I'm the shit. You want to know why? Because the shit is the man that's going to be making her smile, making her laugh, making her blush. He's going to look dead in her eyes. He's going to tell her what the fuck is, and he's going to float the fuck off. I don't have to tell her I'm the shit. You want to know why? You know what they do with Taekwondo and I when we don't even have that? They're going to automatically say, how many women do you have? You're a player. You're a smooth talker. You're one of those guys. Automatically. They automatically know.
And that, you know why? You know why? She can already feel and know those things.
Shit, yeah.
You're a player, ain't you? You got other girls.
Yeah.
You did.
Automatic.
Because I'm the shit. Because we the shit, we stink.
There you go.
She can smell it. The same way she can smell that you're bullshitting and smell that mask or you pretending to pretend. The way we even heard it from the first thing you said when we said, what would you say to her? She and Starbucks getting a drink. The first three words, I'm not even going to say sentence. The first three words gave it away. We can smell that shit.
Yeah.
You don't think a girl can smell that? and smell the difference between a guy who knows what he wants, knows how to articulate what he wants, and knows how to get what he wants, and knows he doesn't need what's in front of him? It's night and day.
It's night and day. See, she knows I don't need... See, what throws her off is she knows that I'm not pandering after her. And she's wondering, man... Wow, I don't even know what to do. This guy's being straight up with me. But he's not making me feel like a whore or slut. He's really kind and considerate. But he's getting to his points. And he's telling me what the fuck to do versus asking me what to do. Because, see, the problem with you, Juice, I'm going to start calling you Juice, is that you want pussy so bad, you're making it about the pussy that's going to turn you into a pussy. I'm an opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. That's the perfect way to say it. How do pussy turn y'all into pussy?
Remember, I got the Willy Walker golden ticket, baby. All you got to do is cash that bitch in. You get the opportunity. I don't have the candy bar with me, but here's my number. You cash that motherfucker in, and I promise you, I'm going to take you to places you have to say, but you got to do it. I'm not going to force you to do it, but I'm going to entice you to do it by the way I'm talking to you. I see we got the juice, bro. Yeah, we got juice.
Imagine you done giving out that ticket 50 times in a month and none of them done cash again. What you going to do?
So? So? Okay,
does that make me any less of the man I was before?
How the fuck would I
back
care?
At the same time, me and Maine, at a certain point, you would need some pussy.
What the fuck? Wait. Dweller. Are you actually telling me we're supposed to give a fuck and we get shot down 50 times? Are you... Hey, caller. Call this to me. We were so bad with game that when we went to bars and clubs because we got women so easily, we started playing the rejection game. We started playing a game where because we were so smooth to get them, in order to have fun, we would try to get rejected by women. And whoever got rejected the most wins. And it was the hardest fucking game. Because when you are smooth and you talk shit to a woman, they ain't going to feel creeped out and all that. They're going to say, oh, you crazy. Stop. I'm like, no, bitch, reject me. Tell me no. Don't take my number. But they do. And that means I lose. So do you think I give a fuck about 50 women?
Exactly. And let me tell you. So you're thinking of, we have two different mindsets, bro. I mean, I'm going in the club and see how many times I get rejected, but I used to put myself in the most difficult situations just to see if I could, wow, I would play it.
All the time.
What's going to happen when I do this? What's going to happen if I go at the friend and then the friend says, well, why are you talking to my own girl? And let me see what I can get her friend to say. Or let me see. This is just the challenges I look for, bro.
Yes.
And not to say that I'm doing this or for some sort of enjoyment from that. You know, I'm not even in that state of mind anymore. But I'm just saying, even back then, let's say I was in high school, I used to look for challenges more than I even enjoyed dealing with the women themselves.
Get it, yeah. Easy ones. All right, hey, but Juice, we got to grab some other calls, man, because I ain't got other people want to call into the show. So, Juice, but you good, though, big dog?
Yeah,
hey, Juice, now, look, get some juice by subscribe to Taekwondo, subscribe to me, and you're going to start getting some juice, okay? Your bottle's empty right now.
All right,
much love to you. Much love. See, sometimes it takes time, but we got you. Okay, we got three more calls before we open the lines up. 614, you're up. What's up, sir? And then 301, then 24. Yes, you're up, sir. What's up, brother?
Oh, you got to hear me?
Well, that's why we said hello.
All right. Okay. I got a question because it was, like, regarding one of the calls from before. I kind of forgot the context, but it was, like, you guys said, using what she is instead of what you are. Now, I kind of wanted you guys to kind of go in on that a bit more or kind of explain that a little bit more because I kind of didn't really get it. It sounded explanatory, but I didn't really get it.
But what was it? Being what she is and what you say now? What was it?
I think it's when I ask you to repeat. You're worried about who she is you're worried about what she is rather than who you are. Correct?
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that. Yeah.
Well, caller, the worry about what she is versus who you are is a problem because you put women above yourself. So that means you will do everything you can to get them to want to appreciate you, respect you, or get them to like you or be attracted to you.
Mm.
And men don't do that. I want to be attracted to me. I want to appreciate me. I want to get to know me better. Mm. And if a woman will come along in my way or in my life, she gets the lucky opportunity of meeting me. That I will make her day. But
simply put, it's where is your attention?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you're worried about what she is rather than who you are, two guys who think the opposite way go to approach that same girl. One guy is going to go up to her and he's going to be worried about what's the right thing to say, what's the right thing to do. Hopefully it works. Hopefully she says yes. Can she choose me? Can she pick me? The man who's worried about what she is rather than who he is when approaching her is looking at himself as lucky when he gets a number. He's hoping he gets it. And the man that knows who he is and is not even worried about what she is already just going over there and comfortable talking to her, comfortable offering, giving her his number or taking the number down, comfortable saying, well, you know what? Whatever the outcome may be, because he knows who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He could get rejected from that girl and then go bag the next one right behind her. Or get her and bag the next one right behind her. Because it's not even about her. It's not even what she is. It's who I am.
Yeah.
I'm him. This is just what I do.
Yeah.
This is just what I say.
Yeah.
It's a different focus of attention, bro.
Yeah, it's just like you shaking your head. It's like, here we go again. I mean, Do I want to flip her world upside down, or do I want to let her go graze in the grass? I mean, what do I want to do? I mean, it's already over before it starts because she's never met me before. It's already over. I'm telling you, it's already over because I know when I start talking to her, I'm going to talk to her in a way that she's not used to. You know what she's used to? Hey, what's going on? What you drinking? What's in that glass? What kind of purse are you having? Are those some beautiful high heels? Wow, those are lovely. That's nice makeup. Where'd you get that?
You come here often?
Yeah, right. Or pecan. Come on, man. You see what I'm saying?
Nah, all right. Yeah, I get that. I appreciate that.
All right, much love to you. All right, we'll throw you back in. We got 301, then 240, guys, and we'll open up the lines. 301, you're up, then 240, then we'll open the lines up. 301, what you got, brother?
What's good? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, word. Say that. So if I have a tried and true method of, like, you know, talking to ladies and kind of doing my own thing, in a manner where, do you hear me?
Yeah, we listen to you. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
So in a way, that's where it's like, I ain't going to say it's truly authentic because I don't think it is. It's like me kind of not mentioning what I really want until I get the opportunity to do it in person.
what is that you want from her?
I mean, I know exactly what I want, honestly. It's like,
well, I'm asking you, what is it that you want?
Right. So I wanted to be able to hit up a girl and know she wants to move when I tell her to move, just so
wait,
I can know I can get up.
Wait. Call her. Let me show you something to understand something. Look at this. When you surface dwellers don't know, when you meet a woman, there are her beliefs, her judgments, her morals, her values, and the fact she doesn't fucking even trust you. So how the fuck are you going to get somebody to follow your program when she doesn't even fucking know you, sir? How the fuck does that work?
All right, work. So I can break that down. You got to show her that you're worthy of her investing into you, which is really my whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, is she... I mean, I know him, but it's like...
That's how you talk about the show.
That in the right... What was that?
Can't talk about yourself like this, bro.
What you mean?
I mean,
I'm listening.
I mean, just say it again. I have to show her that I'm worthy of her investment in me.
All right.
Just say that again. So strong saying it.
Right. So right, even right now, I guess it is. You know what I'm saying? It's the articulation part, because I feel a certain type of way to where I'm like,
Oh no, you're not. No. You're not. Let me tell you why. Because you're a sometimes. You're a sometimes guy, and you either got it or you don't. So if you have it sometimes, you don't got it at all. That's what you have to come connect with. So what? But what you're saying, I'm trying to understand what you're trying to say here. And lines will be open, guys, in a second. But what we're trying to understand is, what is your question, though?
Honestly, it was just, how do I make things more of a challenge when I'm sometiming? But I guess if I'm sometiming, I need to figure out how to make it a consistency thing. Like, what is the consistency coming for y'all? Or not for y'all, but...
I ask you this. Why do you tolerate inconsistencies?
Thank you. Yes, he's consistently inconsistent.
Where?
Do you have time to waste? Do you have time to play around? Do you have time to beat around the bush? Do you have time for this?
No, that's why I'm checking in right now.
Exactly.
Right, caller. The problem that you're having is you don't believe in yourself. And you want to pretend like you believe in yourself, and you want to act. You want to show the woman that you believe in yourself, and she can see that you don't believe in yourself because you're trying to fake like you believe in yourself. These women are not stupid. They can smell you a mile away, and she can smell it sometimes, man, because you, when you're talking like this, hey, baby, what's up? How you doing? All she can hear is, that's all she hears. She hears weakness. Because you think you're coming with strength, but you sometimes.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing I understand about you service dwellers. Why don't you work on yourself? The more you work on your mind and work on your mouthpiece and work on what you want to do, where you want to do it. For me, like, for instance, you know, look, I know when I first meet her, I ask myself, do I want to take her to Lake Spread your ass cheeks? Do I want to take – where do I want to take it? Lake Spread your ass cheeks? No, I don't want to take it there. Okay, well, no, I don't want to take it there. No, hold on, caller. Do I want to take her to the corner of this place? Where do I want to take her? I asked her. Or do I want to take her to the corner of your face and the pillow of your ass with the air? Where do I want to take her? I'm saying that to myself first. I know where I want to do. I know where I want to go. I know why I want to go. I know every move. Guys, I know. It's just like Taekwondo. We know every move that needs to be made. That's why it's an unfair advantage, because y'all don't know how to make one move. We know how to make.
Yep. Good. And before you go too deep, Steve, Carter, catch this. And here's exactly why it's important to put emphasis on who you are rather than what she is. She could be short, tall, skinny, fat, thick, slim, thick, Puerto Rican, Asian. Listen, don't matter.
Yeah, I just bought equal.
She's going to respond. She's going to respond and react to you.
It don't matter.
She could be 20, 40, 25, 50,
yeah,
she's going to respond to you. But you have to have it. You have to be a leader consistently.
So what's the block that's making it sometimes? If you've
the
ever
lies,
that
the
word,
lies.
Not...
Yeah, right, where, the lies that you tell yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And it might be a complicated lie. You might be talking to her, you might be about to approach her, and then you start predicting what she's going to do, and you're already lying to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know when you're lying to yourself and catch that, correct it, and just go, and just do, and just be.
Word.
Yeah,
just do.
Because when you're lying to yourself, then you got to create another lie to cover that lie, which creates another lie to cover that. And so all you're doing is just creating lies behind yourself versus just talking to her. You know where you want to go with this, but I'm letting you call her. I'm letting you know now. I know you want to fuck, but you can't make it about fucking. And I
word.
Tell you, now remember, look what I'm showing you in the chart again. See, when you make it about fucking and the woman has beliefs, judgments, morals, and values, and you make it about fucking, what are you saying about that woman? What are you calling, what are you saying that she is in your eyes when you make it about fucking, when a woman has those things we first
make?
What do you make?
A bag of coins.
Yeah, yeah,
gold,
slut. Or she, no, you're mm-hmm. making her feel like dirt under your shoe. You're making her feel
mm-hmm.
like a slut and a whore. You're making her feel like she ain't shit and she's an easy lay because I'm going to get you over. You're like, hey, how you doing? My name is Mike. Let's go to my house and fuck. And you're talking to a woman that has morals, judgments, and values. See, and she doesn't
mm-hmm.
even trust you. It's not a bad thing to want to fuck. That's cool. I'm fine with that. But when you make it all about fucking, that's why you ain't getting any pussy, because you're telling the person you're talking to that you ain't shit. You're a slut and you're a whore, and your job is to just go over my house, just spread your legs, and get the fuck out. That's why they're not receptive to you, because that's what they smell on you when you're trying to be something that you're not. Taekwondo and I are not saying you want to fuck. We're saying we're opportunity. I understand that you have judgments, beliefs, and morals and all that other stuff. And I'm not trying to change those things, because you're going to change those things when you realize that I'm a bad motherfucker. I'm not going to change your mind. That's not my job to change your mind. You know what I mean? That's why I tell you guys that stop trying to make it about the fucking. Because you're making them feel like sluts and whores, placing a judgment on her.
Funny enough, that was actually my how do you change the mindset to, you know, to focus on the bag or focus on the grind? Because honestly, that's what
it's not the bag.
It's not just the bag.
I know it's not just the grind, but that's
what happens. And this is why, you know, trying to find your purpose to get more women is like putting makeup on a donkey.
No, it's not to get more women, though.
Because you're substituting that for your interest in women. Rather than say, how do I put it on getting the bag? How do I go beneath the surface with my interactions with women?
Yeah.
How do I go deeper than I have before? How do I look at these relationships and find more value in them? And like I keep saying to guys, they think when this is the substitute for the game that they have, the lying, the selling her dreams, that is we're talking about marriage and relationships. This is not what we're talking about.
Right.
It's just that I'm at face more than just sex, more than just I'm going to get my rocks off. Everything in my life is deeper than this at value, at face value.
Yes. And caller, there's like Taekwondo said, I think a few weeks ago, and this is it. There's a huge difference from you wanting to get pussy than a woman wanting to fuck you. And it's as far as Earth all the way to Neptune. It's far. So I can't even explain how deep of a difference it is, because when they want to fuck you, they're animals. They'll start saying
things.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
They become so openly nasty.
Oh, my God.
She might tell you. Look how wet it is. I love how open and vulnerable they get.
Yes, yes.
You'll be in the middle of a conversation. She might tell you, that just made my pussy wet.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Where'd that go?
This girl tell me she's a sapiosexual. My intellect turned her on.
Exactly.
My intellect made her wet.
Yes. I can look at you, they'll tell you about your lips.
They'll tell you about your tongue. They'll tell you about your package, your butt. They talk about all that nasty shit. Damn,
they get open
like a motherfucker. You be like, whoa. I was just talking about the cartoon I'm watching, baby. You weren't talking about your ass cracking shit. I'm like, whoa, where's this coming from? You see what I'm saying, caller? Because they feel CB.
So, all right, so let me take a turn then. Just to see if y'all not followed. Well, yeah, just follow. You know, is this game? I want to see if this is game to you, and if so, rated 1 through 30, 1 through 10, whatever. All right, so let's say I would say, hey, you know, Steve, Taekwondo, I want to make some ads for y'all. That way, you know, y'all can get some more traction to your YouTube channel. What is that to you? To me, that's being an opportunity. To me, that's being a little bit more
because you're not selling yourself. See, you, okay, remember I told you.
You didn't sell yourself.
Right, remember.
Five other people could have said the same thing you just said.
Right.
But who are you?
Right.
Why are you?
Yes.
You got that picture against Steve? What woman asked when he posted? Who are you?
Let me show you. I'll post it.
Hold on. What do you want?
Yes. Let me post it up right now.
That was a perfect example.
Yeah.
And you got the what do you want, but why you? And who are you?
Right. And remember, it's painting the picture. You're drawing a stick figure. You're not painting the Mona Lisa.
Right.
You're not enticing it. You're not giving us reason. You know, hey, to Steve Taekwondo, you know, I can give you ads, but look, this is what I do. This is how long I've been doing it. This is why I love doing it, and this is what I can bring to you. This is why I can bring to you. But this is how I'm going to bring it to you. This is how I'm going to set it up, and this is the point I'm going to go from that to that.
Yeah, it gets deep.
Right. We got to get
drowned. And do you see why we have conversations with women? It's night and day.
Yes.
Because the one guy goes, I have good dick. What I say after that, if she texting him and she's texting me at the same time about the same topic, it would never look the same.
Yes.
Because five other guys could want to do ads for her channel, but they're not going to put it together right.
Right.
Or they're not going to answer all check our boxes.
Well,
they don't know how.
You got to check off all our boxes.
When you know yourself enough, you know how to go there.
Yeah, I'm a
breakdown. This is why it all connects.
Yeah, it's a breakdown. You got to be able to talk. Go so deep she begins to drown in your words and in your actions. Because, see, she's so used to one word. Hey, yes, how you doing? I don't know. You know, just one word thing.
Yeah.
I'm
swimming over to the other side right now. I definitely feel everything y'all saying. I'm not trying to block out nothing that's really going on right now. So what I'm trying to get a sense of is, you know, when you're checking off her boxes and you're like, hey, this is who I am, this is what I do.
I'm not doing it for her. This is a product of my game.
Of me.
I could be at a job interview. I could be in a business meeting. I could be at a restaurant. I could be at a bus stop. And I carry that same energy because I know myself.
Right. Caller, tell me something a woman says to you. Like something that she says to you that throws you off. What is something that she would say to you? And what would your answer be to the question she asked?
Let me think. I'm about to go through my text. I got one for you.
What if a woman asks you, what do you want? Are you looking for a relationship? Let's start right there. If a woman asks you, are you looking for a relationship? What would you say?
Honestly, the first thought was to pretend. But now I would say, you know, I'm looking to fuck. Like, well, no.
Okay, stop right there. I got you. That's your answer. You're looking to fuck
shit.
Right. So
I'm
going
to answer both of y'all then.
So let me tell you what she asked me if I'm looking for a relationship. Baby girl, let me tell you something. First off, no, I'm not looking for a relationship with you yet because I don't know you well enough. But you know what? When I first met you and I saw something about you that got my curiosity, this is why I came over there. And as I told you before, yeah, you look like the kind of woman I want to get to know in a more intimate way. But in order to get there, I need to see what's behind that smile. I'm not done, goddammit. Let me finish. I need to see what's behind that smile. I need to know what makes you laugh, what makes you think, and what makes you dance naked in the rain. I want to know things about you that you don't share with anybody else because the kind of man I am. I don't want you to
think. Don't laugh.
I'm going to let you. Yeah, I'm not the kind of man that is going to play games with you. I'm not trying to get deep. This is just who I am. But I want to be perfectly honest with you. I don't want the relationship. because I don't know you, and that's why I'm trying to get to know you, and that's why we're talking right now. And I know you're wondering why I'm not asking all these questions that the normal guy asks you, because I'm not the normal guy. Because every time I talk to you and I see that smile of yours, I'm drawing you in just that much closer to where you're thinking that, you know what, I know you're getting a little bit nervous, but don't worry about it. I'm not here to fuck you. I'm not here to do or say things that you don't want me to say. My job is to show you why, to be honest with you, why you should be in a relationship with me. But to really answer your question, if that was, you see what I'm saying, caller?
Chat, do y'all see this too?
Word.
No hesitation.
There's a million and two reasons why I'm not looking for a relationship at the moment. And honestly, I'm gonna just go off the top. There are a million and two reasons why I'm not looking for a relationship at the moment. And to be quite frank, I think what you need to see is that we need to understand each other's kinks, each other's sparks, each other's stop signs, each other's green lights that make us go for each other.
You're throwing shit up on the wall. You don't mean that shit. you're just throwing that shit up on the wall. You don't mean that shit.
Listen, sound good.
I'm saying that you don't. You just said I want to fuck. That's why I let you go first. And you said I want to. Now all of a sudden you want to try to be Big Dick McGriff Smooth. It don't work that way. That's what I'm saying, brother. There's nothing a woman can't say to lead me to where I want to. I want to give you one more. Here's something. She's over at your house looking at a painting on the wall. What do you say to her? She's like, wow, that's a pretty painting. What are you going to say to her?
Yeah, that's Juan Bosco. I actually got it from
Wait, what are you going to say?
I actually got it. It was only $500. It was only $500. I actually got it from this marketplace down in D.C. They were selling it for cheap, so I decided to get it because it's very inspiring. It makes me
Is that painting on your wall at face just $500 in a marketplace painting, or does it mean anything to you?
Call her.
The why is going to kill her.
Baby, the thing that I love about this painting, this is a Taekwondo painting. And let me tell you a little bit about the artist that painted this naked picture.
That's genius.
I can see versatility in the painting, and this is why I want it so much. And I'm going to grab her backhand. And what I want you to do is I want you to feel the stroke of this stroke of the painting. I'm going to guide her hand down. You see that? See, when Taekwondo, in my opinion, was making that stroke of that woman's body, he was thinking about the moment, the essence of what it would be like being one with a woman. And what I love about the motion is how it hits off of the light in this dim-lit room. And this is why I put it on this wall, so when you can look at that and I can look at that, we can feel the strokes and we can see that there's more depth in the painting. It's just not a painting. It's an expression of something that is deeper in the mind versus the body. And when I saw that, I said, yes, this is something I connected with. I'm not having this painting just because there's a draw women in. I have this painting because I can see the depth in what Taekwondo painted in that painting, and I can see his vision, and I would love to share that vision with you as I start to kiss her in her neck. You see what I'm saying, dog?
And Carla, guess what? She has only heard, so what you trying to do? what you trying to get into? She's never, listen, I'm telling you, they be shocked. They have to process us. It's going to take about 3 to 5 business days. This is why they think about us after the fact.
Yes.
This is why they remember us. The impression, the death. Mm. She's going to...
beautiful.
I love hearing this from women from little random stuff. You're always so deep. You just always think deep. They know I cannot be on the surface with anything. It just comes with me.
Mm-hmm.
I could take a painting. Words on my shirt. they even look for things. They even look for me to explain the meaning in things. I had a girl tell me one time, listen, I wanted to send this to you because I just wanted to hear your thoughts, and I was curious to see what you would think.
Yes.
Honestly, y'all, because I'm kind of breaking it down for myself, and this is
how I'm mm-hmm. I'm understanding it. It's like I'm very philosophical to an extent. Like I'll break down something and have a conversation just because this is the way my brain works. This is how I see things. It's like I'll break down something. We'll be having a regular conversation. I'll notice a pattern about something. And I'm like, you know what? This is like this. This is like this. I'll make a comparison in my head. So what I'm getting at is
where are you leading her? If you're just, it's the difference between talking to her and leading her somewhere. Where are the words you're like Eddie Murphy's 1,000 words. Every word that he used had meaning because every time he said a word, a leaf would drop, right? So what are the words you're using and where are you trying to lead the next step? Or if you're just talking, you're talking. But if you notice with Taekwondo, I'm leading her somewhere. As we're watching,
moment her jaw drops, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and pick it back up. I'm going to pick it back up, and I'm going to job it again. And I'm going to just lean back, and then it's going to be silence for a second. And then she's going to turn over, she's going to say, you know, what's been on my mind is, it's the game, bro. Knowing you just dropped a bomb and then stepping back after to watch the explosion is just
yes. So Cole, we got another guy to grab, but we're gonna open the lines back up, okay? So we gotta get back to you, okay? But something I want. Yeah, we did. Okay, we'll throw you back in 2-4. We'll bring you in 1 second. We're going to be opening the lines up. But this is something I always want to do with my callers that I like to do with your callers because it ties in with the dojo. There's something I always tell all you guys out there to do, and it's something that we do, and I want you guys to experience what we're talking about. So everybody listening on his side, I want you to read this, okay? So what we want to do is go into the dojo in your mind, all right, gentlemen? Go into the dojo in your mind. And what I want you guys to do is listen and read this creed with me because I want you to learn how to make your own creed of how you should talk to yourself, okay? So all those that are watching this, watch this right now and repeat the words. Let's say it together. I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't mm-hmm. fail. I learn. I will stay mm-hmm. true to myself and not change for anyone. I will mm-hmm. not judge myself. I will not mm-hmm. judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am mm-hmm. here to build my mind up. I am not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And mm-hmm. if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me tomorrow, gentlemen. That's the dojo for today. Yes. So, and then try his apple. Yeah, but he said, yeah. All right, let's grab this other call real quick. 240.
That's a bad motherfucker that cannot just say that in his mind, but believe that in his soul.
And believe that shit. Yes, absolutely. Let's bring in area code 240. I think it might have shut you down 2-4. You will, 240, call back and we'll bring you in because it looks like it kicked out all the lines. So 240, call back. We'll bring you up first, okay? So 240, you call in, bring you up first. We're going to reschedule the next thing, but Joe, Ty, you go ahead and talk. Let me set the lines up on the subject that we're talking about. Now, oh shit! I dropped the mic. For all that shit. Let me see. Let me grab some questions while we're setting up the lines. Hold on. Let me post a question up real quick. All right. So.
Come backwards before we get back into the calls. I got you, Steve.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. There you go, brother.
Is it okay to raise your voice when you check a woman? If I have to raise my voice in order to check her, what's checking her, the volume of the voice or the power in my message?
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? You got some parents who can look at their kids and them motherfuckers going... your mom look at you. You already know.
Yeah.
You talking about raising your voice? Come on, bro. She don't respect you.
Yeah, men don't raise their voices. We just talk to them. There's no reason to yell at a woman. There's none whatsoever.
Why would I even want to be angry?